news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As the Israel-Iran ceasefire continues to hold, there's word that U.S. and Iranian negotiators will soon meet.
Before leaving the NATO summit, the president said there are plans to restart dialogue between the U.S. and Iran following last weekend's military bombing of nuclear sites.
We're going to talk to them next week with Iran. We may sign an agreement. I don't know. To me, I don't think it's that necessary.
He said he doesn't care if there's an agreement or not because the U.S. destroyed Iran's nuclear program. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Defense Secretary Hegseth bristles at the suggestion that Iran's nuclear program wasn't completely, totally wiped out and could be reconstituted in a matter of weeks.
The skill and the courage it took to go into enemy territory flying 36 hours on behalf of the American people and the world to take out a nuclear program is beyond what anyone in this audience can fathom. And then the instinct of CNN, the instinct of the New York Times is to try to find a way to spin it for their own political reasons to try to hurt President Trump or our country.
Pentagon news conference on the Iran operation planned later today. The Gaza war continues taking a deadly toll. Correspondent Joe Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
Just as Israel is claiming victory in its war against Iran, the country has received a tough new reminder that the war in Gaza continues to grind on. Israelis woke to the news that seven soldiers were killed in an explosion in the southern Gaza Strip. This was the deadliest single incident for the army in months.
Following days of triple-digit heat, it has started to cool off a bit in the east, although should be noted that heat advisories do remain in many places. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory so far. Dow futures up 87 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 92. More on these stories, townhall.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits.
America.
With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available Friday at awakeningfoundation.com. Third day, the 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Good morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We still have delays on 95 South. We had a wreck that at one point was on both shoulders. It looks like it's still there. Southbound, Harford County, Baltimore County line. So the traffic south of Mountain Road, not totally stopped, but still slow for at least a mile or so as you're going south towards the line. So there's still some option there. You might want to stay with Pulaski Highway down to White Marsh Boulevard. If you're going north on 95, that construction zone they set up early today, 6 o'clock, they're already working on 95 north at Route 24. And again today, already a delay on the northbound side. We don't have the construction yet on I-83 southbound. We'll be watching for that overnight construction. At Arundel County should be clearing now. Was a problem westbound Route 100 at Oakwood Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are in for another hot and steamy afternoon as temperatures rise to the mid-90s. It'll feel like the 100s. Be sure to practice heat safety. Also this afternoon, we have our next chance of scattered showers and storms. Storms will last into the night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Boy, it's going to be another warm one. Bel Air already 73 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 77 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Much of Maryland, again, under a heat advisory today from 11 o'clock till 7 p.m. today. Forecast is calling for high temperatures in the mid-90s. Heat index could reach 105. Chance of thunderstorms in the late afternoon and evening. Baltimore City's code red extreme heat alert remains in effect today. The heat wave is expected to break on Friday, with high temperatures then expected in the upper 80s. 70-year-old woman dead following a police-involved shooting in Baltimore City. Police Commissioner Richard Worley says officers responded to a home in the 2700 block of Mosher. This is Wednesday afternoon for a woman having a behavioral health crisis. Worley says the woman pulled the knife on officers who tried to taser, but it was not effective. He said one officer fell when the woman moved toward him and another officer fired two shots at her. The woman was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland AG's office is investigating. An Elkton man accused of leaving voicemails threatening the lives of Cecil County Sheriff's detectives, Cecil County Sheriff's detectives and a district court judge. Daniel Sabenka Sr. has been charged with threats of mass violence and a threat to injure a state official and is being held without bond at the county detention center. Sabenka was taken into custody Wednesday after investigators carried out a search warrant at his home. 606 on WCBM, pick 3 lottery 809, pick 4 9764. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. When your feet aren't properly supported, it can affect your whole body, your back, your ankles. You might be thinking there's no way something as simple as Good Feet Arch Supports can help me. Well, that's exactly what Bill thought.
My feet would just ache, my back would hurt, my ankles, everything just hurt. And I'd seen the commercial several times before I finally said, I'm going to do this, and I'll be darned if it didn't work. I feel a million times better than I ever did.
Visit the Good Feet store for a free fitting and test walk. If you want to live free from pain, come visit the Good Feet store and take the first step towards a more comfortable, healthier you. Wendy's experience might inspire you too.
Since wearing my arch supports from the Good Feet store, my back pain is gone and my feet don't hurt as much. And as I look into the future without pain, I see myself being even more adventurous, joyful, and full of possibility.
Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Burks had no answer last night for Jacob DeGrom.
To come on sliders. 1-0, chopper left side. Young, off the line, has it at the knees. Throws across. 1-2-3 inning.
And the perfect game continues for Jacob DeGrom.
Call courtesy of Rangers TV. Perfect through six. DeGrom would give up the perfect game in the seventh and the no-hitter in the eighth. But by that time, Texas was long gone. 7-0 over the Birds. The Baltimore's eighth shutout of the year. After the game, manager Mancelino on the two-time Cy Young winner.
I was talking to Gunnar in the eighth inning. Gunnar had made me aware, and I didn't realize it, that he had had three bats and not seen one fastball. So here's a guy that locates 100 in the big leagues, and Gunnar Henderson doesn't get one of those fastballs. So
Birds have now dropped four out of their last five in back-to-back series. As expected, the Dallas Mavericks selected Duke's Cooper Flagg with the number one pick in the NBA draft last night. Here's something that's unbelievable. According to Pat Forty of Sports Illustrated, Flagg is the first white American basketball player selected number one overall in the NBA draft since Kent Benson in 1977. The Wizards had the number six pick, and they took Texas guard Trey Johnson. Coming up in 30 minutes, how a Hawk becomes a Pelican. And that is Stein on Sports.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of
the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Thursday, June 26, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And coming up in this hour, the tug of war over the Maryland MS-13 man continues. Marco Rubio will weigh in a little later on, the Secretary of State, on the leakers. But our top story here today, the president going after fake news in that intel leak while defending the strike on Iran yesterday at the NATO summit. Let's start with two givens. These are the knowns that we can bank, all right, from the get-go. One, Democrats and their propaganda wing, the state-run media, hate Trump. Okay, that's a given. Two, they'll do everything they can to undermine our armed forces. And that's been proven time and time again. Yesterday, at the NATO summit, when the president was taking questions, he had all sorts of stuff that were people in the media, like Kelly O'Donnell from NBC, Caitlin Collins from CNN, and he on purpose calls on the worst ones. He does that because he wants to call them out and go face to face with them to try to, squash them like a bug, which I think he effectively did. But first is on the effectiveness of the Iran strike.
A letter just came in, and a statement came in from the Atomic Energy Commission of Israel. And I just wondered, this is an official letter, and they're very serious people, as you know. The devastating U.S. strike on Fordo destroyed the site's critical infrastructure and rendered the enrichment facility totally inoperable. It was devastated. We assess that the American strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities has set back Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons for many years to come. This achievement can continue indefinitely if Iran does not get access to nuclear material, which it won't. It's so sad that that whole thing had to go. But I just want to thank our pilots. You know, they were maligned and treated very bad, demeaned by fake news CNN, which is back there, believe it or not, wasting time, and nobody's watching them. So they're just wasting a lot of time, wasting my time. And the New York Times, they put out a story that, well, maybe they were hit, but it wasn't bad. Well, it was so bad that they ended the war. It ended the war.
Bingo. It ended the war. That's how bad it was. That tells you everything you need to know. The New York Times, CNN took a leak from some, who knows, Obama-Biden holdover at the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and they didn't release the complete report.
No,
they cherry-picked it to say that there could be limited damage, or the other part they left out, it could be significant lasting damage. They left the last part out. Amazing. The Iranian foreign minister is refuting the fake news. This is from Iran. Quote, our nuclear installations have been badly damaged. CIA intel indicates Iran nuke program severely damaged, several sites destroyed. DNI Tulsi Gabbard and CIA Director John Ratcliffe have released a statement completely blowing up fake news' narrative on the Iranian nuclear facilities. And today, this morning, in less than 2 hours at 8 a.m., there will be a press conference at the Pentagon to refute all of this and kill this thing right where it should be killed. Up next, the media's role in this entire sordid affair.
Talking about sordid affairs, 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, I sorted them out as we went along.
That's right. Domestic affairs, international affairs.
Many notches on the handle of my pistola.
Catered affairs.
Catered, right. Very nice. Are we doing it again tomorrow?
Yes.
I just wondered. I still have time to get a ticket. 95 southbound, Hartford County, Baltimore County line. This wreck happened right around 5:30 this morning. And at one point, everybody said it was on the shoulder, was not in the roadway. But you know, when the fire department arrives, a lot of times things get a little bit tricky there. They get very close to the roadway, and then they start to block a lane or so. So now we're backing up again
on 95 South right here at the ramp at Mountain Road. So they're still looking at it. It's still a problem. Potential delays. So traffic, a couple of things. If you're up in Falston, I would just go down Route 1, work your way into the White Marsh area from there, or Pulaski Highway down to White Marsh Boulevard, and then come back over to the interstate from that point. If you're going north on 95, that morning construction zone is already there, northbound at Route 24. And again, looks like they're in there in the left-hand lane. The overnight construction, where it is right now, should have just cleared. They were out there late, westbound Route 100 at Oakwood Road in Anne Arundel County. There's a brief delay. It's a speed reduction on 895 southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another hot one. It's going to be a hot and steamy day today, mid-90s for the high. It'll feel like in the 100s. Chance for showers and storms like we had yesterday will appear again this afternoon and evening. And a high only in the upper 70s, low 80s on Friday as a cold front moving through, dropping those temperatures, breaking the heat dome at least temporarily. Mm-hmm. So right now we have 74 in Ellicott City, 77 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. Disgraced politician Anthony Weiner failed in his political comeback after losing handily in the Democratic primary for mayor of New York City. They're calling it electile dysfunction. The older man becomes, the more difficult it is for a Weiner to make a comeback. That's another given.
Okay.
Pope Leo has officially reaffirmed that Catholic priests must remain chaste and not by police.
I was chaste.
Yeah. Yes, you were. Well, a lot of cats.
I beg your pardon.
Coming out of Neptune.
That's not a lot of cats. Some of my old money, too.
Exactly.
Irving Katz.
It's some sharks, cats. Too.
I know Irving Katz. He's in 21208.
Elon Musk's infamous Doge employee, Big Balls, has resigned. Wow, okay. Quitting a job like that takes
Big Balls.
Real guts. Zoran Mamdani, the presumed Democrat nominee for mayor of New York City, says he will arrest Bibi Netanyahu if he comes to New York. Wow. Mamdani is a Democrat socialist. Sort of redundant, isn't it?
Yeah. He's also a dumbass.
Oh, yeah. Abolish prisons. Abolish ICE. He wants city-owned grocery stores. He just...
I was confused yesterday. Is Eric Adams still in this thing? Does he still run again?
Eric Adams could decide to run as an independent.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he will not run as a Democrat. That belongs to Mamdani.
Right.
But you have Eric Adams. You have Curtis Sliwa, who's the Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And
Cuomo's talking about
Cuomo is talking about he's considering his options as to whether or not he wants to come back as. But, you know, here's the guy that sent all those COVID-positive patients back in the nursing homes. I thought that was a poor choice for the Democrats.
Yeah.
What'd you expect? What'd you expect? The guy's got, you know, then all the sexual assault and stuff, the state trooper.
Plus, the big thing for New Yorkers is he didn't live there.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's really.
Neither does AOC live in the Bronx, and somehow she got elected, right?
That's true.
Right.
A woman who wore a sports bra to Disney World was denied entry to the park for a dress code violation and was told to buy a T-shirt. So, in order to get a Disney, she purchased a T-shirt featuring Donald Duck, who has no pants. Unreal. Ana Navarro, co-host of The View, claims she saw fellow co-host Joy Behar terrorize the staff of a New York City restaurant.
Hmm.
All she was doing was eating.
Yes.
Said
that was it.
It was like a day at the zoo.
Like watching a rhino eat.
That horn kept getting in the way.
Yeah. She couldn't give anything away.
No.
Nobody wants it.
No, exactly. The View is still, again, they were told, remember, we were told they were going to tone down the politics.
Yeah, that didn't last.
That didn't last at all as they continue their, it's just every day they find a way to skewer or say something nasty about the president. Every day.
Then Whoopi looks like she needs to be on a camel going across the Sahara. She looks like a Bedouin.
Yeah. Well, most of them have limo service. Whoopi's got backhoe service.
You guys are cruel.
She's a fronto, too, so.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. 6:19 It is. We're talking about the president again. Big press conference coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. I think the this is being done. Number one. Look, I understand you hate President Trump. Again, look, I loathe the state run and the media, as I call them. These are the drive bys. These people have again. They don't care about the country. They obviously hate President Trump, and they hate the military. Number one, because it represents a war machine. Which is what it is.
Yep.
And their job is to kill people and break things when needed, when called upon. They're not some DEI experiment. That's now ended under Pete Hegseth. And you can see, and you saw the venom and vitriol that was expended in going after Pete Hegseth and his confirmation. So,
and it continues, by the way.
It does. And Hegseth will be there at the press conference here this morning. The president addressing the fake news yesterday from the NATO summit, so we'll get into that. But this intel leak, Caroline Leavitt says the FBI is investigating the leaker of top secret intel assessment about the U.S. strikes on nuclear sites. I think we need to find out who did this, and you need to throw the book at them.
Yeah, I don't want the guy fired, the woman fired. I want them in prison.
Yeah. This is... you get fired for being incompetent, or obviously you can be insubordinate to the boss, whatever the case may be. When you leak top secret national classified information, that requires a prison sentence, I believe. So we'll talk about that. Get your thoughts as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Well, Mike says we took care of Iran. What about North Korea or any other country? The issue there is North Korea already has nukes.
Yep.
Okay. This was to prevent nukes from Iran getting nukes, and North Korea has been kind of somewhat behaving itself for now. Eddie has said in New York City, the C now stands for communism. When will Americans wake up and realize that it's not the voters who elect politicians, particularly in cities which are owned by gangs and cartels that pay politicians? The police and voters, they get them with free bus rides, gift cards, and cash. Now they're talking about city-owned grocery stores up there. But I saw the breakdowns yesterday. Mm-hmm. The folks who voted for Cuomo were the uninformed, lower-income voter in New York City. The people that voted for Mamdani were college grads.
Yeah, yeah.
College grads. So, once again, it proves that what I've said for years, the Marxist madrasas, and that's what these college campuses and universities are, Columbia, Harvard, NYU, you name it, they are indoctrinating the future of America, and this is just a glimpse of it to come.
Yeah. Well, the idea is somehow that it makes sense for these college graduates. Well, it only makes sense if they're looking very short term, because it's hard to run against Santa Claus, and up there the guy ran as the Santa Claus for the newly educated. You're going to get your rent lowered. We're going to give you free bus rides, free transportation.
Yeah. It's amazing you say the newly educated, but they're not educated completely. No. They're indoctrinated, because if you were educated completely, you would know that who's going to pay for this? This money's got to come from somewhere, for city-owned grocery stores, for free bus rides.
The top 1%, that's what he says.
Yeah, well, he says he's going to go after that. But the top 1% can't pay for it all. No. And that's the other part that they don't tell you.
And they'll leave. Pay the taxes.
Look at Chuck. He was one of the top 1% of Maryland. He went, escaped to Florida.
That's right. Where he could be the top 37%, I think.
And I got here and got a raise because the governor has no income tax for folks who live here.
Damn, so, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. 6:23 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who clearly is rolling in dollar bills, many of which I guess he got his weekend dancing. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, see, the thing is, I'm not as dumb as I look, but my mother used to say,
oh, come on now. You, of course you are.
Nobody can be.
Mr. Casey, button it up for 60 seconds and let me do what I have to do here. Thank you so much. Southbound 95 is still slow. I just looked at the camera before Mountain Road. It's actually slow there. So if you're coming down from Route 24, you get to Mountain Road, you're wondering what in the world is all this. This was a wreck that happened over or just about an hour ago southbound at the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. So apparently the cleanup is still there. We had the fire department there. We had all kind of stuff going on. Some traffic is getting by. You can see that down the road at Joppa Road, but we're slowing again here right at the ramp at Route 152. So we need to move over towards Pulaski Highway, inbound on Pulaski, a turn onto White Marsh Boulevard, and then south on 95. The Old Harbor Tunnel now beginning to slow at the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 should see some brake lights top of the hill just after the O'Donnell Street ramp going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Another hot, steamy day in store for us today. 95, the expected high. It'll feel like 100 or so. Chance for showers and storms again this afternoon and evening. And that's going to cool things off. Tomorrow's high only near 80. Right now, sunny 77 in the city, 76 in Pasadena. President Trump is really in this term, you thought he was added in for the fake news in term number one. Term number two is even better.
Somebody said in a certain way, that it was so devastating, actually. If you look at Hiroshima, if you look at Nagasaki, that ended a war, too. This ended a war in a different way, but it was so devastating. Also, they have out of Dubai just came that Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, this is Iran's foreign ministry, says it's near. Its nuclear installations were very badly damaged by the American strike. So what bothered me about these reports, so with fake reports put out by the New York Times, failing, I call it the failing New York Times because it's doing terribly. Without me, it would be doing no business at all. But and by fake news, CNN and MSDNC, all of these terrible people, they have no credibility.
Yeah, no credibility whatsoever. And then he called out on a Truth Social post, CNN's Natasha Bertrand, yesterday, quote, Natasha Bertrand should be fired from CNN. I watched her for 3 days doing fake news. She should be immediately reprimanded and then thrown out like a dog. She lied on the laptop from hell story. Now she lied on the nuclear site story, attempting to destroy our Patriot pilots by making them look bad when, in fact, they did a great job and hit pay dirt. Total obliteration. And she would, she should not be allowed to work at fake news CNN. It's people like her who destroyed the reputation of a once great network. Her slant was so obviously negative. Besides, she doesn't have what it takes to be on camera correspondent. Not even close. Fire Natasha. End of quote. CNN is standing by their reporter 100%.
Yeah, I got to tell you also, on this kind of thing, I mean, she's just made her name.
Yeah, well, she can make her name, but that's what happens is now you have these yellow journalists, these advocates from the left that are making their name, but they have no credibility when it comes to reporting stories. Not people like Catherine Herridge. Catherine Herridge has had my respect from day one, and there are others out there too, Lara Logan and others that have they've proven themselves to be credible investigative reporters. But people like Natasha Bertrand, she was wrong. She obviously knew the laptop story was false, but she continued to regurgitate it anyway. Now, of course, she's got this other thing. So let's get to the intel leaks here for just a second. Todd Blanche, who's over Associate Deputy Attorney General at the Justice Department, thinks that, these people that do these leaks do incredible damage, not only to the country, but to individuals like those in our armed forces.
They're done to damage President Trump. They're done to damage our military. The men that did the mission on Saturday, that's the reason why this happened.
And the deputy AG saying that it is time to, as you pointed out, Bruce, to hold people criminally liable.
Yep. Are they immune from criminal liability for putting the safety of the United States of America at risk? I nowhere that I read.
So there's a difference between a whistleblower that is reporting on a condition that has may put the United States in peril, okay, versus someone that is taking a leak from somebody inside the administration and reporting it as fact when it is not. And puts, again, especially, we've seen this before. We've seen this happen before in Vietnam and in other wars. And was it Peter Arnett, remember him?
Yep.
From CNN during the Iraq War and others, where they actually put the troops in danger. The troops are already in harm's way, but they could be putting their mission in jeopardy by reporting stuff prematurely or getting it wrong. And so that's the big question here. When does the freedom of the press, the First Amendment protections, when does that super if ever, national security?
Fair question. I would think that the First Amendment is look, none of the amendments are meant to be an absolute. Every single amendment has qualifications on it, and I do think that if you get, this is why you have news blackouts during wars, because they realize there's a danger to the troops. We didn't see a dead American body during World War II on video or on film until like 2 or 3 years in.
Well, that's why the Trump administration now, they're going to be limiting the classified information that they give to Congress. The less people that know, the better off they'll be able to protect the mission and the troops, and that's going to get the Democrats screaming into the night, that's for sure. 6:30, it's time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Much of Maryland will be under a heat advisory effect again today from 11 o'clock in the morning till 7 p.m. Forecast calling for high temperatures in the mid-90s. Heat index could reach 105. A chance of a thunderstorm in the late afternoon and evening. Baltimore City's code red extreme heat alert remains in effect today. Heat wave expected to break on Friday. High temps expected in the upper 80s. 70-year-old woman found dead following a police-involved shooting in Baltimore City. Police Commissioner Richard Worley says officers responded to a home in the 2700 block of Mosier Wednesday afternoon for a woman having a behavioral health crisis. He says the woman pulled a knife on officers and they tried to taser, but it was not effective. One officer fell, and when the woman moved toward him, the other officer fired 2 shots at her. Woman taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. The ID over at the Maryland Attorney General's office is now investigating. The mother of a man who was struck by a car and left to die wants to know why the driver didn't even stop to help him. 22-year-old Emmanuel Kyler was walking along Dorsey Road early Saturday morning waiting for an Uber when a bronze-colored vehicle struck him and fled. His mother, Sheila, says her son's a good kid who did not deserve that, and she wonders why the driver didn't have the humanity to stay at the scene or call police. Emmanuel was hit by a second vehicle. That driver stopped and began CPR. Anne Arundel County Police say the driver potentially saved his life. Emmanuel remains in critical condition as shock trauma. Anyone with information on that crash or the hit and run is asked to please call police. Elk Man accused of leaving voicemails threatening the lives of Cecil County Sheriff's deputies and a district court judge. Daniel Sabenka Sr. has been charged with a threat of mass violence and a threat to injure a state official. He's being held without bond at the county detention center. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Pick 3 lottery number was 809. You pick 4, 9764. And now it's 633. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We've had some rain on the Beltway. It wasn't raining at Liberty. It wasn't raining at I-70, but it's raining right here south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So both sides of the road, suddenly I thought, where's this backup? What's going on here? Well, it's raining. Once you get south of I-70, it's dry. Get north of Liberty Road, it's dry. So a little shower activity came in on the west side. 95, if you're coming south from Harford County, again, we had the wreck early this morning, southbound after Mountain Road, and that's still showing signs that there's a slowdown in that area, and traffic coming south is still backed up even before Mountain Road. So again, local traffic, if you're up in Falston, Bel Air Road, if you're right there at the interstate, I would go over to Pulaski Highway down to White Marsh Boulevard. You're going north on 95. Construction is underway, taking away a lane northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are in for another hot and steamy afternoon as temperatures rise to the mid-90s. It'll feel like the 100s. Be sure to practice heat safety. Also this afternoon, we have our next chance of scattered showers and storms. Storms will last into the night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. For the third time in five games last night, an opposing pitcher carried a no-hitter late against the Birds. This time, it was Jacob deGrom into the eighth.
And there's a ground ball right side and through into right field. A base hit for Colton Kowser. He breaks up the no-hit bid here in the bottom half of the eighth inning.
Call on Rangers TV. Kowser's leadoff single in the eighth was it for DeGrom, and that was also it for the Birds. Just one hit last night as they fall weakly to the Rangers. 7-0 was the final. Another series loss for Baltimore. Post-game reaction from Kowser on DeGrom.
He had his plus-plus stuff tonight, locating the slider really well. Pitching off of it with the changeup more so than he has in the past, and locating a heater when he needed to.
Jordan Westberg was 0-for-3 against DeGrom.
I feel like he's always in control. That's what it feels like up there. That was my first time facing him. It's a lot of fun saying that I got to face Jacob deGrom.
Birds now with the day off, and then the Rays come in for three, over the weekend. No surprise in Brooklyn last night as the NBA draft got underway.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University.
An interesting note on the Cooper Flagg pick. It was hard to make any money if you're a bettor on the selection. His odds to be the top pick had reached minus 100,000 at multiple sportsbooks yesterday, meaning you'd need to risk $1,000 to win one on the Duke product going first. Meanwhile, Baltimore native Derek Queen was selected 13th by the Hawks and then was traded just before being announced to the Pelicans. Queen becomes the 21st first-round pick for the Terps and is the highest draft selection since Jalen Smith was chosen at number 10 by Phoenix in the 2020 draft. And finally, the Wizards picked 6 and selected Texas guard Trey Johnson. The Wizards wanted Ace Bailey out of Rutgers, but didn't want to move up in the draft. Johnson, one of the best shooters in the country a year ago. The time now is 6:37 when we return what Derek Queen was wearing.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
So he didn't come dressed up as a crab cake on an avocado, as we reported yesterday. Right. He actually looked really good last night, wearing a black suit, white shirt, thin black tie. Looked really good. Seemed to have lost a little weight. He opened up a picture I saw on Reels, opened up his jacket, and on the inside of the jacket, white lining, black letters, "I'm from Baltimore, that's why."
Oh, okay.
So he is doubling down on that.
He is doubling down on that.
Absolutely. And I go back to my comment a few months ago when he said it the first time. Like, does anybody say I'm from Philly? That's why. Does anybody say I'm from New York? That's why. Where else in the country does that happen on the national stage like that? There's something about Baltimore, something about that connection. That
might be a first. I don't know. I'm sure we can find maybe an example of
that. Nah, I don't know.
Walla Walla, Washington does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, where now?
Walla Walla.
The Walla Walla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you, because you're a koala bear?
No, it's just, I'm from Walla Walla, Washington, the Y.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's the alliteration.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, great look last night for Derek Queen. Hopefully he's got a great career.
Yeah, good luck to the youngster as he embarks with his career with the Pelicans. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock, and you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
I got to play this for you. This is great. This is it's completely off topic. This is a British reporter, fairly young, doing what's called a stand-up, which is one of those pieces that the reporter looks at the camera. There's just a scene of something behind him or her, and they say something that's supposed to be profound or a bridge to something else. This is a British reporter doing her stand-up, and then has a question at the end as to whether anything she had to say made any sense at all.
But the thing is, I don't know a lot about these types of things, so I have to go to people that know a lot more than me about these types of things, which is why I've headed to Buxton Museum in Buxton to find out more. Did that sentence make any sense whatsoever?
No, it did not. But she's self-aware enough to realize that it didn't. I don't know many things about these things, but there are people who are thing knowers, and they're here to explain things to us. Now, that says something CNN would do well to hire her. At least she still has a brain. Anna Navarro, yesterday, she's, of course, on The View. She's also pops up on other shows. Yesterday, she said, "Don't forget, we got sucked into another war because of inaccurate information about WMDs.
All of us around this table are old enough to have lived through a point in American history where we went to war and where foreign policy and military action was taken based on inaccurate, either purposefully or inaccurate or negligently inaccurate information about weapons of mass destruction."
Okay, there is no question, though. This is the problem. This is where this falls apart. There's no question that Iran was working on a nuclear program. There's no question that Iran was going to weaponize the uranium they'd heard up to 60 already. They, I guess the jump from 60% to 90%, whatever it is a critical jump to make, and that's when it's fully weaponized. Even at 60, they can have dirty bombs like from here to Kansas. So there's no question that WMD activity was taking place. It's been documented in administration after administration. Anna Navarro didn't seem to mind that at all. She still had her talking point. That's what she was going to do.
I think it is important at this point for the President of the United States to be accurate, to be transparent, and to be deliberate. The American people and also the members of Congress who were supposed to get briefed today and that briefing got canceled at the last minute deserve transparency and deserve to know exactly what is happening here and what comes next.
She's behaving as if Donald Trump was Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You can get a word out of Joe Biden, though a few moments he was actually cogent. But this is a guy who is more transparent than I think virtually any politician I can think of in the last half century.
Yeah, he's been certainly the most transparent president I've ever seen in modern history. Compare that to the guy hiding in his basement that was pre-selecting reporters to call on, that I'm told I have to call on A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
You know, Trump, and again, when he goes down, yesterday at the NATO summit, I'm telling you, he went right down murderer's row, if you will. Okay? All the agitators, the worst reporters in the White House, the worst correspondents, he called on them, let them ask their question.
Yeah.
He just completely answered their questions.
Yeah, Brad Todd, who is a political analyst, he took a look at this question about WMDs and whether or not Iran was actually developing anything, and he had a pretty clear message.
On May the 31st, the International Atomic Energy Association censured Iran for being out of compliance. They say they've not been truthful. They say they have undeclared nuclear material. They have nuclear material that's enriched to 60%.
Yeah, 400 kilograms of enriched uranium at 60%. That is enough to make a dirty bomb.
Yep.
At 90%, it then becomes an atomic weapon.
Yeah. And so there's no question the direction in which they were going. And there is no commercial use, by the way, for 60% enrichment. what you need for enrichment for a commercial, a nuke plant, for example, if you're going to do nuclear energy, is around 35 or 40%. There's no reason to take it to 60 unless the intent is weaponization. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
And looking at the live shot here at the Bay Bridge at Oceanic Drive, which is right at Sandy Point, all is well through there, coming off the Bay Bridge, and then over here to Ritchie Highway, looking at that live, and now the Severn River Bridge, and all the lanes are clear. It'll be a little while, and then the backup should show up. That'll be the normal delay, not quite there yet, on I-97 southbound in the area at Route 32. Looks like a good pace right now coming down from Benfield Boulevard. Believe it or not, this wreck happened way early this morning. 95 southbound, Harford County, Baltimore County line. It is still slow even prior to Mountain Road coming south on 95. So after Route 24, be prepared. It's going to be a speed reduction from there. Overflow traffic now would be on Pulaski Highway going down to White Marsh Boulevard and then coming back over to the interstate northbound 95. Construction underway, losing a lane there at Route 24. That's exit 76 northbound. No construction yet. 83 is still clear coming south from York Road down towards Middletown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, another hot and steamy one today. High about 95 as it feel well into the hundreds. Maybe another chance of an afternoon thunderstorm or shower into tonight. And that's going to, you know, cool things out. Tomorrow's high only near 80 degrees. Right now, 77 in Middle River. It is 75 in Bel Air. Time to head out to the truck wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of the
Sometimes you need foul language to tell a great story.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Some of that Friday night last
yes.
week.
Some of it.
I need a foul language to order food.
That's right. Krispy Kreme said it's no longer going to sell its donuts at McDonald's.
Yeah.
After the partnership failed to deliver cost-effective results for the donut maker. The partnership, if you've been getting your Krispy Kreme fix at Mickey D's, it ends July the 2nd.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but that doesn't mean that the Krispy Kreme Express will be cut off for one Charles Whitaker.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's good. I have my own contacts. I don't worry about
he'll
that.
He'll get his donuts. Anyway, Shake Shack launching a new Dubai chocolate pistachio shake.
Well,
that's an interesting mixture. Chocolate pistachio shake. That's pretty big. Philadelphia Cream Cheese just released the ideal dirty martini garnish. These are olives filled with cream cheese. Instead of blue cheese, which is normally in the olive, or pimento.
Yeah.
Some have jalapeno in them. I like those too.
Yeah. No.
As well. But you're not a martini guy anyway.
You like anything with jalapeno.
I do.
I like some vanilla ice cream with the jalapeno sauce.
I would try it. More from the Baltimore's best places to eat and favorites. Diner. Guess which diner got number one?
Silver Diner.
No, the Double T.
Double T Diner.
Best distillery, Baltimore Spirits. Farmers Market, one of our advertisers. Pennsylvania Dutch Market.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah. Best happy hour at the Clonaw Pub. Ice cream to Harker Brothers. They're local.
Mm-hmm.
Good ice cream. Good homemade ice cream. Very, very delicious if you've never had it. They some restaurants do offer it locally. Best outdoor dining at Nick's Fish House. And the best pizza, we've had this debate before. The readers of Baltimore Magazine say it's Frank's Pizza and Pasta. I think they're what, in Parkville, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. Parkville, Parole, maybe. And I've never been there, but I've told the pizza is amazing.
Yeah, I've been told too.
Yeah. So really, really good stuff. Best snowball, Icy Delights. Icy Delights. And the best steamed crabs goes to Conrad's. Seafood.
Okay.
Conrad.
Over on Joppa.
Okay.
Yeah, so Conrad's. Good stuff. Right. I usually do. I get crabs from there on a regular basis. Other honorable mentions for that, Nick's Fish House, Ocean Pride, and LP Steamers.
Oh.
From the readers of Baltimore Magazine.
All right, then.
There you have it. And
very
of course,
good.
You know,
I like any of those places.
Yeah, good stuff. And, yeah, you know, you open up, you get the, on Facebook, on social media, whatever, you open, or you watch one reel on steam crabs, and I'm now being inundated with everything you would ever want to know about Steve Krebs, how to catch him, from trot lines to pots, what kind of bait, how to pick them. I mean, it's hilarious. It's just you open one, and boom, you're targeted.
I saw one, actually, by coincidence, yesterday. I was going through Facebook, looking at one of the reels, and it had to do with boats, motorboats. But instead, it was just, so I looked at my boat, and what do I see sitting on top of the outboard motor? I see a crab. So I said, plus it was a shedder. So I took it home, and I did the only thing you can do. I let it shed, and I had it as a soft shell sandwich.
that's the only thing you can do with it, right?
All right,
Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. More on the leakers and and this is a huge problem for the Trump administration until you get through and root out a lot of these Obama-Biden holdovers.
Yeah, Mark Wayne Bullen yesterday being interviewed, I believe, also on CNN, said, look, the DIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, they don't use them on the Hill. That you can go back to as long as he's been there, he doesn't remember a single briefing he has received ever from a DIA source.
I have sat in briefings now for 12 years. I was on the Intel Committee in the House. Not one time did we have DIA ever come in and brief us. That was not where our briefings are coming from. In fact, go back and see all the intelligence briefings we've had that's been public and been in private that's been released. Have you ever seen DIA one time ever brief Congress? Ever. One time ever brief Congress. No, they have not.
No, not a single time. They had a question, of course, being interviewed by Caitlin Collins, who kept interrupting because what she has to say is more important than what he has to say, I guess, in her mind. And it was basically, well, where's this leaker? Where's the source material? I mean, we're hearing words that somebody who has seen a report, we haven't seen the report. Where's the source material here so we can compare to make sure that he or she is actually taking out like entire paragraphs instead of one sentence out of a 7-page draft?
The initial reports we have 100% contradicts what DIA was saying here. I don't even know where this report came from. I don't know who authorized this report or where they gathered their intelligence, but there's no way. There's multiple people inside DIA, Caitlin. But how did this person that brought this report together, how did they get their information? Where did their information come from? Because it wasn't collective around the ICs, as I've said before, not to repeat myself, of gathering the information with the individuals that was actually on ground, not the assumption.
Yeah.
You remember who used to be at DIA? General Michael Flynn. Was at the Defense Intelligence Agency, and that is very interesting that there would be somebody, an Obama-Biden holdover, that is trying to sabotage our troops and President Trump. All right, more to come, including your calls and comments, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And coming up next, the tug of war continues over the MS-13 Maryland man.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Coming up into the 7 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Pam Bondi, Carrie Lake, both up on the Hill yesterday. Democrats don't seem to like either one of them very much. not at all, as a matter of fact. A new boss over the DJS gave an interview. We'll hear about that. And the ceasefire between Iran and Iraq, will it hold? All that coming up between 7 and 8 this morning, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Right now it's 653. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Baltimore County Fire says they're heading out to Iraq Outer Loop. The report was initially between Reisterstown Road and 795. So I'm looking at the camera right here at Reisterstown Road. Very quickly is slowing in that area. So it may be just around the bridge and the ramp at 795. So heads up now, if you're coming around the curve from Park Heights Avenue underneath Reisterstown Road, you'll start to see the brake lights there. It's becoming more stopped now through that area. South of that, about 25 minutes ago, had a little rain between Liberty Road and Route 40, so that slowed us up there. This is a new problem, though, with the report of an accident south of Reisterstown Road. Still slowing in Harford County. The wreck way earlier this morning was 95 south at the Harford County-Baltimore County line. It's gotten a little bit better through there, but still some brake lights. Northbound 95 has construction and a delay northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Fox 45, the Weather Authority forecast, hot and steamy one again today, 95, maybe with a chance of a thunderstorm and or shower. Once those storms or showers move through later on this afternoon and evening, going to bring cooler temperatures finally to the area with highs tomorrow only around 80 or so. Right now, sunny, 78 in Annapolis, 76 in Owings Mills. And the tug of war continues over MS-13 Maryland man, Kilmar Albrego Garcia, who was initially back in March, was deported to the prison in El Salvador. Then this month was returned to the United States to face pretty serious human trafficking charges. And ICE and immigration officials have vowed to take him into custody after a federal judge who had previously ruled that he should be released from custody imposed conditions on his release while he's awaiting trial on federal smuggling and human trafficking charges. An ICE official, Tricia McLaughlin, saying yesterday, quote, "We've said it for months and remains true to this day. He will never go free on American soil." There's a reason for that. Here is President Trump and the Attorney General.
This was not the man from Maryland, his wonderful father from Maryland. This is a pretty bad guy.
This was his full-time job, not a contractor. He was a smuggler of humans and children and women.
But that doesn't faze his alleged wife or girlfriend, Jennifer Vasquez, who is once again pleading on behalf of he has one child with her, by the way. She's got, I think, three or four with others. Okay. But and remember, if we had reported earlier that her previous husband had filed for custody for the children because he thought that Garcia was a danger to his children.
Yep.
I don't know why they're in the custody of Jennifer Vasquez, but that's a whole other story. Here's what her message was yesterday outside the courthouse in Nashville.
I find myself again torn from my children's, traveling back to Nashville to fight for Kilmar's freedom. Kilmar, if you can hear me, I want you to know that all these hardships have only strengthened our love and deepened our faith in God. We will not stop until my husband is free.
Yeah, but you should be fighting for the freedom of the innocent men, women, and children who had their freedom taken away by your boyfriend slash husband, whatever the case may be. And, you know, in modern day slavery exists. It is in the form of human trafficking, many of which are children. Now, as I've said repeatedly, the United States is the number one destination for human trafficking in the world, for sex trafficking, for child trafficking. And Garcia, according to the Justice Department, was up to his neck in it.
Yeah. Well, the idea somehow that this is unique to her, that she's out there bravely fighting for her husband's freedom. I'm sorry, but in this country, if you commit a crime, you will be separated from your children should you be convicted. and you're going to be going to prison for some length of time. And if you have kids, whether you're an American citizen or you're Kilmer Abrego Garcia, you will be separated from your children. They'll be able to see you on Visitor's Day, and that's about it, if they're even allowed, depending on the circumstance and exactly which institution you're in, to come see you then. This is not something that's, oh, my God, there's one poor man, he's being detained, and nobody else in the world is facing this kind of discomfort. Feel sorry for her. She apparently hasn't broken any laws, and there's empathy because she's a mom, and she cares about her kids. But
and has extremely poor taste in men.
Yep.
The Trump administration has filed a lawsuit against 15 federal judges in Maryland over that order that blocks the immediate removal of any detained illegal alien who requests a court hearing. So that unusual suit, we haven't seen this before, filed this week yesterday, I'm sorry, Tuesday, in Baltimore. So stay tuned for more on that.
Hey, big news, Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and their prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted 2010 rollback prices. Now, that's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices rolled back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout. You get 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. Now, to order, call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use the code WELLNESS, WELLNESS, for 33% off any single bottle. That's code WELLNESS for 33% off on top of the 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get savings at res-q.com today.
7 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Iran's supreme leader has come out of hiding for the first time since the U.S. bombings. He says Iran, in his words, delivered a hand slap to America's face. President Trump on where Iran's nuclear weapons program stands in the aftermath of the American bombings.
The site is obliterated, and we think everything nuclear is down there. They didn't take it out.
Mr. Trump discounts a preliminary low-confidence intelligence assessment suggesting the Iranian program suffered only a minor setback. Israeli intelligence says it was more like a major blow, and CIA Director Ratcliffe agrees. Meanwhile, correspondent Karen Chamas says Israel and Iran are giving peace a chance, at least for now.
Israel and Iran seem to honor the fragile ceasefire between them for a second day, and U.S. President Donald Trump asserted that American and Iranian officials will talk next week, giving rise to cautious hope for longer term peace.
Mr. Trump came away from the NATO summit with a big win, member countries agreeing to significantly boost defense spending. That's something the president has been demanding for years. To say he received a warm welcome at the summit might be an understatement. NATO's Secretary General referring to the president as Daddy. Showdown brewing between the Trump administration and the state of California. The administration insists that biological males must be barred from girls' sports.
The U.S. Department of Education has determined California's education department and governing body for high school sports are violating Title IX, a federal law banning sex discrimination in education. The administration said the state must agree to change its transgender sports policies in 10 days or risk imminent enforcement action. However, California said it has no plans to change its policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, Dow futures up 116. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve. abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
703, Talk Radio 680 WCB on Thursday morning. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There is some slowing on the Beltway we mentioned last time around. There was a report of a wreck on the outer loop between Reisterstown Road and 795. I can't see it in the camera here at Reisterstown Road. If we could get Chart to turn that camera at Old Court Road back up towards Reisterstown Road, we might be able to tell you if they're in the roadway or on the shoulder. Either way, the Beltway itself is now reacting as you're coming underneath Reisterstown Road and down towards 795. We'll try to get a look on that. It looks like now we're recovering from the early morning accident on 95 South at the Harford County, Baltimore County line. The pace is better there. Construction knocks down a lane northbound on 95 at Route 24. With that, there's at least a half mile back up, maybe a little bit more now through there. Nothing major, but we are slow, maybe 15 minutes right now going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are in for another hot and steamy afternoon as temperatures rise to the mid-90s. It'll feel like the 100s. Be sure to practice heat safety. Also this afternoon, we have our next chance of scattered showers and storms. Storms will last into the night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is going to be another warm one today. You're taking a look at temperatures. So far, we're looking at the temperatures. Aberdeen has 74 degrees. Downtown Baltimore is 77. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Elk the man accused of leaving voicemails threatening the lives of Cecil County Sheriff's detectives, that is, and a district court judge, Daniel Sabenka Sr., has been charged with threats of mass violence and a threat to injure a state official, and he's being held without bond at the county detention center. He was taken into custody Wednesday after investigators carried out a search warrant at his home. Maryland residents opposed to the Piedmont Reliability Project are appealing to a federal judge's ruling granting the developers access to survey their properties. PSAG wants to build a 67-mile high-voltage transmission line through parts of Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. The landowners and their attorneys say the proposed project would have negative impacts on the environment and on their properties. The residents say they remain committed to protecting their farms, forests, and families. Transmission line project cannot move forward without the field surveys. A D.C. man has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after breaking into a Maryland pawn shop and stealing nearly two dozen firearms. Nequan Odom pled guilty in March, admitting that he and at least four co-conspirators burglarized the A&D pawn shop in Glen Burnie back in 2023. It's 7:06 on WCBM. Pick 3, lottery number 809. Your pick 4, 9764. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long.
Two-time Cy Young winner Jacob DeGrom looked every bit of it last night, carrying a no-hitter into the eighth as the Birds get shut out for the eighth time this year, 7-0 the final at Camden Yards. Colton Cowser getting the lone hit.
You know, anytime a guy like that who has a heater like that and he's able to locate his two other pitches like that, you know, it's going to be a challenge. And
it was the third time the Orioles have been no-hit into the later innings in the last five games. Birds are off tonight. They take on the Rays, first of three tomorrow night over the weekend. NBA draft last night, Cooper Flagg, a Maverick, Derek Queen at number 13, first a Hawk and then traded to the Pelicans. And then Texas guard Trey Johnson with the number 6 pick goes to the Wizards. Meanwhile, former Terp Aaron Wiggins, now an NBA champ with the OKC Thunder, speaking yesterday at the parade.
I came in as the 55th pick in the 2021 draft. In my rookie season, we won 24 games. 24 games.
Four years later.
But the best part about coming from that...
4 years later, OKC wins 68, and they're the NBA champs. Coming up in 30 minutes, a new tradition now in Major League Baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, will the ceasefire hold? No, we're not talking about the one between Trump and Thomas Massey. The new DJS boss has granted an interview to Mackenzie Frost. We'll see what she has to say. Top story here, though, today, a couple of cabinet officials, the Attorney General Ben Bondi and the head of VOA, Kerry Lake, getting some hostile questioning on the Hill.
Yeah, the Democrats don't seem to like either one of them very much. Matter of fact, they seem rather hostile to them. Every single question was hostile. Setting up basically a whole bunch of when did you stop beating your wife kind of circumstances. Kerry Lake first. Pramila Jayapal decided to take on Kerry Lake, and she was up on the Hill to give information on her new job, which doesn't really have to do with the topic being discussed. But here's how it went.
You previously stated that Hungary is, quote, doing it right, and that Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban was, quote, the greatest in America, greatest in caps, and, quote, an equal to President Trump. Do you stand by those statements?
I think that Viktor Orban has done a very good job at protecting his people and protecting the Hungarian culture.
And so, I think, Ms. Lake,
I think if you ask people in Europe, other parts of Europe,
the question here is very
simple. They would be wishing that their leaders stood up for their
people. Is Viktor Orban the greatest in Europe? Yes or no?
I think he's done the best job in Europe, yes.
Okay. Her job is as officially the senior advisor for the U.S. Agency for Global Media. So she's being asked a foreign policy question about Viktor Orban and Poland. Exactly how this directly pertains to her job is a bit of a puzzle, but that really wasn't the point. The point is for Pramila Jayapal to have a platform where she could sound off on one of her favorite topics. That is, how bad people who are conservative happen to be and how good people who are not conservative happen to be. The conversation went on there. Now, from Kerry Lake on Orban's media, apparently, the contention is that Orban's political allies control a whole lot of the media over there. Gosh, I wouldn't know anything about that in this country, would you? Where you have one party that seems to dominate the media?
I don't. You obviously don't like our ally Hungary. I think that
I'm asking you if you think that it's appropriate, Ms. Lake. It is my time. I'm asking you if it is appropriate that a country, Viktor Orban's government, controls 80% of Hungary's media market. It's just a yes or a no. Do you think that's okay? think he's the greatest of all time?
I don't have an opinion on what Viktor Orban is doing in Hungary.
It's not up for debate.
Other than I
it's
know
a
he
fact
puts his people
that has
first.
Been documented by numerous organizations.
By who?
Now,
can
not
you tell
only
me where
have
that fact
you supported.
From?
Not only
where
have
did
you
that
support,
fact come
excuse
from,
me, Ms. Lake. I'm sorry to remind you, you are not a governor. You're not even a candidate for governor. You're here, and this is my time.
Yeah, all she did was ask a simple question, ma'am. She said, where's the information coming from? She just wanted the attributions. If you don't want to give her the attributions, at least be honest about it and say, you're making the stuff up. I mean, you could do that, of course. But no, finally, Pramila Jayapal kept going on and on and on. And this, I think, was my favorite question.
I'm asking you if you stand by the statement that you made that was promoted by Russian state media that the Pentagon was funding bioweapon labs in Ukraine, proven false by Marco Rubio. Do you stand by that statement?
I understand you're trying to get a fundraising video here.
Okay. So well, you clearly don't understand that you are actually here before Congress.
Expired,
Mr. Chairman, I just want to say
you had
that
more than
time
enough time. I gave you a few extra
I
seconds.
Time
your time has expired.
Unfortunately,
and I now recognize Representative Davis.
Time has expired. By the way, Trump called it a left-wing disaster. U.S.-funded broadcaster VOA hopefully will be destroyed following her bombshell testimony before the committee hearing yesterday.
7:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Now, once again, Chuck Whitaker.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. You know, those two need to shut up. Give me a headache.
You talking about us?
No, not them.
Oh,
not you this time.
Okay.
Them.
This time.
I'll tell you when to shut up.
Okay, thank you so much.
No offense. The wreck on the Beltway, apparently on the shoulder on the outer loop south of Reisterstown Road and before 795. Never got a look at it, but that's the new word from the state police. And, of course, Chart never changed the camera, so whoop-de-doo on that. The outer loop is still heavy as you're moving south from 795 down through Frederick Road. A little busier on the Parkville side and through Pikesville, but all the lanes are open. There's a new wreck now. If you're going into Brooklyn Park, heads up, Ritchie Highway southbound is affected after the light at Bell Grove Road. And the word right now says that all the southbound lanes may be blocked. So that's an area where we normally don't have any big problems at all. If you're leaving the city-county line headed south on Ritchie Highway, definitely factor that in. There is some slowing on the approaches to both the Harford Tunnels. That ongoing construction, they take away a lane in Harford County, northbound I-95 and Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Another hot and steamy one today. 95 with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm or a shower. And the heat index going to be well into the hundreds. But again, once this storm system rolls through, it's going to bring in some cooler temperatures behind it. So we're looking at the highs tomorrow only around 80 or so. We're there almost now. 79 in the city. And it is 79 in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the Secretary of War. That's what President Trump called Pete Hegseth yesterday. He said we should go back to that.
Yeah.
That was once what was War Department. And, of course, we got politically correct over the years, then became Secretary of Defense. And pretty soon, well, if Joe Biden had stayed in office, it would be Secretary of Please Don't Attack Us.
Yes.
All right? Anyway, the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, together with military representatives, will be holding a major news conference this morning at 8 at the Pentagon in order to fight for the dignity of our great American pilots, said President Trump on Truth Social. These patriots were very upset. After 36 hours of dangerously flying through enemy territory, they landed. They knew the success was legendary. And then 2 days later, they started reading fake news by CNN and the failing New York Times. They felt terribly. Fortunately for them, and as usual, solely for the purpose of demeaning President Trump, the fake news lied and totally misrepresented the facts, none of which they had because it was too soon. There were no facts out there yet.
Yep.
The news conference will prove both interesting and irrefutable. Enjoy, President Trump says. All right. President Trump at the NATO summit yesterday saying he thinks the Iran, the war is done. The ceasefire will hold because Iran has had enough.
Can I ask you, are you interested? Can I ask you, are you interested in restarting negotiations with Iran? And if so, have they received?
So our people, sort of Marco could answer this, but our people are not, I'm not. The way I look at it, they fought, the war's done, and, you know, I could get a statement that they're not going to go nuclear. We're probably going to ask for that, but they're not going to be doing it. But they're not going to be doing it anyway. They've had it. They've had it. Now, maybe someday in the future we'll want that. But I've asked Marco, do you want to draw? I just asked him the question as we were walking on the stage. Do you want to draw up a little agreement for them to sign? Because I think we can get them to sign it. I don't think it's necessary. Marco, do you want to talk about that, please?
Well, Mr. President, I think President Trump has shown a willingness to meet and talk to anybody in the world who's interested in peace. I don't know of any president that's been as willing as he has to meet with anyone and talk about peace. We'd love to have peaceful relations with any country in the world. And so obviously that'll depend on Iran's willingness not just to engage in peace, but to negotiate directly with the United States, not through some third country or fourth country process. But I know of no president probably in our modern history that's sought peace more than President Trump has.
Yeah, he may go down as the peacemaker, who knows, but it is something that he was also asked, are you interested in negotiating another Iran nuclear deal?
We're going to talk to them next week with Iran. We may sign an agreement, I don't know. To me, I don't think it's that necessary. I mean, they had a war, they fought, now they're going back to their world. I don't care if I have an agreement or not.
Yeah, really.
There's a little bit of leverage. As to his success of getting every single NATO country, with the exception of Spain, to agree to 5% of their GDP for dues to strengthen NATO.
It's a monumental win for the United States because we were carrying much more than our fair share. It was quite unfair, actually.
Yeah, he said Spain will pay one way or the other. Maybe in
They raised
tariffs or whatever. There was one moment of frivolity when yesterday this went viral. The Secretary of NATO, Mark Rutte, Trump was talking about Iran and Israel, like two children in the playground. And here's what he said.
I mean, we may do papers on it, Marco. Maybe we're going to do papers. I don't even know if you need them. They're not going to be fighting each other. They've had it. They've had a big fight, like two kids in a schoolyard. You know, they fight like hell. You can't stop them. Let them fight for about 2-3 minutes. Then it's easy to stop them.
And then daddy has to sometimes use strong language.
You have to use strong language. Every once in a while, you have to use a certain word.
Then he said that daddy has to come in and use some strong language, which obviously he did. Trump did meet with suited up Zelensky in the sidelines of the NATO summit. He says that went well. He also made news yesterday saying the new trial of Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu should be canceled immediately, called a witch hunt. This travesty of justice can't be allowed, as the Israeli courts are dragging Bibi back into that. He also responded with fire to Muslim communist Zohran Mamdani winning the New York City Democrat mayoral primary as well. So a lot of news being made on True Social yesterday, and of course a very successful NATO summit, day 158 of the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now, for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
George Orwell is credited with observing that in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. By now, you may be convinced that we are now living in that age of universal deceit that Orwell foresaw, a culture that is so riddled with lies and corruption that truth-telling is not only not rewarded, but is actively discouraged and even punished. So why is this happening, and why must we resist it? Well, the American form of government is founded and predicated upon the presupposition that truth exists and that certain truths are so clearly seen and so patently manifest in nature that we can declare them to be self-evident. This American view of law and government is set forth in the Declaration of Independence, which declares as self-evident truth the existence of an almighty creator God, who is the author and source of the individual rights to life, liberty, and property, and the fact that the purpose of civil government is to protect and defend these divinely gifted rights. So if the existence of these self-evident truths is denied or forgotten by the culture, then there can be no defense for the liberties of the people. And that, of course, is the point of the attacks on truth by the woke mob, by those who desire to dominate all thought and control all behavior. and by those who desire to depopulate the planet. You see, truth is under attack by the enemies of the family and the enemies of America. So the defense of truth, the defense of the very existence of truth, is the defense of liberty. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you The American View.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 723 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new wreck in the city. It's apparently minor. It's over on the west side, Franklin Street at Monroe Street, so just west of downtown. We've had an update on this wreck reported. They changed the location. A big difference here. Southbound Ritchie Highway, further down, the wreck was found at Furnace Branch Road between there and 8th Avenue Northeast, so now in Glen Burnie and not in Brooklyn Park. So that's the new update. Ritchie Highway still affected southbound after the light at Furnace Branch Road. No construction yet. Looking at 83, you're still clear. They'll be in there later, apparently, moving south from York Road down through Middletown Road. JFX looks good. The West Side Beltway, of course, busy anywhere south of 795. Some delays, heavy traffic, of course, but the usual backups are there southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot and steamy again today, 95, feel like over 100, chance of a shower or storm again this afternoon, that'll bring some cooler air and temperatures in with a high tomorrow only around 80 or so. Right now, 77 and sunny in Ellicott City, 76 in Reisterstown.
Well, you thought that the fireworks were in the Kerry Lake hearing. Pam Bondi, also up on the Hill yesterday, over on the Senate side, and she was asked, I think it was by Merkley, began this line of questioning, to comment on all of the pardons from, without saying, he meant from J6.
Well, I don't know if you're referring to Joe Biden pardoning his son after he said he would not pardon Hunter Biden.
Or the commutation of all January 6th.
All the sentences that... the people that were on death row, I've met with those families. All of those sentences were commuted. I'm not going to comment on pardons on either side of the aisle.
Period. Which is the appropriate legal position to take. You simply don't comment on them. They happened. They weren't under your purview. They're none of your damn business. Stay out of it. And she was wise to do so. Merkley's from, I think, Oregon State, if I recall correctly. He said to her, basically, do you mind the manner in which Donald Trump is abrogating the Constitution? She took strong exception to that and said, no, he's not. What he's doing is he's keeping America safe.
Senator, it is wildly offensive that you would accuse President Trump of not protecting American interest in our country when he is the president that has shut down our borders, unlike Joe Biden. President Trump has done everything to make America safe, and you ask me the question, and keep America safe.
You ask me the question, let me answer your question. And then this was kind of the coup de grace here. Tim Berkeley, who kept going after her, saying basically, don't you think Donald Trump is a big failure? And don't you think you got to be focused on his failures instead of focusing on anything else you might be thinking about? And this is where she turned the tables and just put him away.
You're trying to play a gotcha question at a budget hearing when you have murders left and right in your state, violent crimes, and we are doing everything we can to help your liberal state Whether you're liberal or not, we're going to do everything we can to help the citizens of your state, and you're trying to avoid that because you're trying to play a gotcha question with the President of the United States, and it's not going to work. We're here to talk about our budget for public safety.
Period. We're here to talk about our budget for public safety, period. And she stuck to it. And I'll tell you, as I say over and over again, it is so gratifying to see cabinet members, GOP cabinet members, go up to the Hill, and when the hostile questions come back, not simply meekly nod, be quiet, but to push back and push back hard. Another two examples, both Carrie Lake at VOA, and then, of course, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, pushing back rather strongly on the situation on both sides. On the other side of the aisle, though, you have members who are, I guess, to put it politely, kind of sliding downhill.
Maxine, I'm begging you, please step down in me. Maxine, how much more are you going to steal from me?
Well, she may not be all that capable of stealing much more, because pretty clearly Maxine Waters should be joining Joe Biden at the home for elderly politicians. She's just not there anymore.
Let me just say that the...
Dial up.
Sarbanes-Oxley Act. I can remind you that if you had held this hearing beforehand...
What the hell is she talking about?
And maybe looking to weaken the rest of the law it authorizes. And maybe we need to have you think more about... realizing.
And that's it. Realizing was the end of a sentence. She had that long pause where she tried to figure out, where was I? What was I saying? Was I addressing a question? I have no idea what I was doing. Well, let's say something that sounds like the end of a sentence. So realizing became the end of a sentence. It pertained to absolutely nothing at all. But that's Maxine.
She's way beyond her expiration date. Let's put it that way. So coming up next, we'll take a look at Mackenzie Frost sitting down with the new boss at the DJS and what she had to say. Top of the hour, former J6er Jake Lang will be joining us, and he's running for Congress. Let's see what he has to say. And Mackenzie will join us after the 8:30 news, talk about her in-depth segment tonight on Fox 45, which will include the latest on MPRP lawsuits and the difference between Inspector Generals in both the county and the city. 7:30, time for news headlines right now. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Again, the news today leads with the heat. Much of Maryland continues under this heat advisory from 11 till 7 today. Forecast is calling for high temps, attempts in the mid-90s. Heat index could reach 105 degrees, a chance of a thunderstorm in the late afternoon or evening in both Baltimore City and Baltimore County. Baltimore City's code red extreme heat alert remains in effect in the city, and the heat wave is expected to break up on Friday. Temperatures there probably still in the mid to upper 80s. 70-year-old woman is now dead following a police-involved shooting in Baltimore City. Police have been called to the 1700 block of Mosier because the woman was acting irrationally. When they arrived there, she pulled a knife on the two officers, apparently a fairly sticky knife, and approached the officers. She would not stop. One of the officers, walking backwards, tripped and fell down. She approached that officer with the knife. The other officer fired two shots. She was pronounced dead at the scene. And also in the news, the Maryland residents opposed to the Piedmont Reliability Project are appealing the federal judge's ruling granting the developer access to survey their properties. PSEG wants to build 67 miles of high-voltage transmission lines through parts of Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties. The landowners and their attorneys say the proposed project would have negative impacts on the environment and on their properties. The residents say they remain committed to protecting their farms, forests, and families. The transmission line project cannot move move forward without the field studies first. 732 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Our numbers, your pick 3-809, you pick 4-9764. And now it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a broken down vehicle in the painted out area just as you're coming into Sandy Point on eastbound 50 before the Bay Bridge, but it's safely off to the side, so the two straight through lanes are still getting through, but you'll see a couple of police cars there with their flashing lights on. It's a white van in that area. On the eastbound side of Route 50, the traffic on the bridge coming over about the main span and through that area, and then looking on to the side coming over from Stevensville, all the lanes are open. All three green arrows are good. Southbound I-97, we pick up the morning delay at Route 32. Ritchie Highway, big wreck southbound after Furnace Branch Road in Glen Burnie. Couple of accidents in the city. The new one downtown, Baltimore Street at Light Street, and a wreck on the west side, Franklin Street at Monroe. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are in for another hot and steamy afternoon as temperatures rise to the mid-90s. It'll feel like the 100s. Be sure to practice heat safety. Also this afternoon, we have our next chance of scattered showers and storms. Storms will last into the night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Starbucks Summer Berry Refresher is officially back. Bold notes of raspberry, blueberry, and blackberry shaken with ice and poured over raspberry-flavored pearls. Try it with lemonade or coconut milk. Available for a limited time. Your Summer Berry Refresher is ready at Starbucks.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. One thing that's rubbing some Oriole fans the wrong way about interim manager Tony Mancillino is some of the excuses he makes for the team in the postgame. Example was last night after the 0-7-0 loss to the Rangers.
There's a little bit of fatigue right now. This has been a grind. I mean, I think you can attribute a little bit of that to that. I think guys are trying to win. I think there's, you know, a little bit of not anxiety, but maybe a tick of pressing at times.
So just to review, a couple of weeks ago it was hot in Tampa. Other times it's tip your cap to the pitcher. At the same time, the grind is real, acknowledges third baseman Jordan Westberg.
It can be frustrating if you let it be. I know there's guys going through tough stretches and not performing like they want to, but we got to have each other's backs. We got
to
stay.
Birds do get a much-needed off day today before the Rays come to town over the weekend. Meanwhile, a 22-year-old fan has been banned indefinitely from all MLB ballparks after yelling something about Arizona Diamondbacks second baseman Ketel Marte's late mother during Tuesday night's game against the White Sox. Marte's mother, Elpidia Valdez, died in a car accident in the Dominican Republic in 2017. No surprise at the top of the NBA draft last night, Cooper Flagg out of Duke is the number one selection. He goes to the Dallas Mavericks. Meanwhile, the Urban Crab Shack in Parkville was the place last night where family and friends gathered to watch Baltimore native Derek Queen make his way into the NBA. We from Baltimore was the rallying cry. And with the 13th pick of the NBA draft, Queen became a Pelican who traded up 10 spots to make a trade with the Hawks. Queen was asked later, what was a better moment, hitting the buzzer beater in the NCAAs or hearing his name called last night?
I said this earlier, probably getting my name called because
because I'm probably going to hit another game winner, but I'm never going to get my name called again.
Derek Queen, the number 13 pick now, a New Orleans Pelican. And finally, a name that old Colts fans will remember from the past, and probably not so fondly, Jerry Philbin, a ferocious pass rusher who played for the Jets on the 68 team that upset Baltimore in the Super Bowl III, has passed away. Philbin was 83 years old. The time now is 7:37. When we return, a new Major League Baseball tradition comes to Baltimore.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Sean, credit to you for sending this to me, actually. You saw it on Facebook. Last night was Pride Night at Oriole Park. I think all the parks probably have it. But
Not all.
Texas doesn't have it, actually. You're right. But the Facebook post that you sent was about a new tradition in Major League Baseball that's going around the parks, and that is a rainbow-stitched baseball was presented last night at the stadium. I don't think they used it in the game, necessarily, but it was, it's something that's going around all the parks. And what was interesting to me about the whole thing was the comment section below. There were literally hundreds of comments.
Yes.
Some pro, some anti, as you can imagine.
Right.
A wide variety of opinions on what Major League Baseball is doing.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think that, first off, Texas doesn't have a Pride Night. And Texas shut us out last night. This is the sixth Pride Night for the Orioles. I'm curious what their overall record is on Pride Night. I don't think it's good.
That would be interesting to find out.
Some more homework for you. I know you love homework.
It is homework. I'm wondering what the attendance is for Pride Night.
Yeah, and the other is that, where does it stop? Are we going to get Pride bases? Are the umpires now going to add Pride uniforms out there? I mean, is there going to be a Pride Night hit it here spot on the wall? There's all questions. I mean, eventually, this thing is just, it's growing exponentially each and every year. And I'm wondering if the Oriole hitters were proud last night during Pride Night.
Well, they certainly weren't proud up at the plate, I'll tell you that. No hit through seven, a one-hitter on Pride Night. And that's probably not the result the Orioles were looking for.
No, absolutely not. I'm curious what their record is on Pride Night. For some reason, I think they're under 500 on Pride Night.
I think I'm going to refer to AI on this and see what they say.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. There's a new boss at the Department of Juvenile Services. Her name is Betsy Fox Tolentino. To her credit, she has given an interview to Mackenzie Frost over at Fox 45. And first off, the question was, and look, Mackenzie hit her with every question she could. I give Mackenzie all the credit in the world. But Betsy Fox Tolentino, I don't know where these government officials go, but they learn this language that most of us don't speak. You know what I'm saying? It's like government speak. They dance all around the question. They have certain phrases that they use. Anyway, she was asked a question about how she herself was going to be held accountable, because in the end, Vinny Schiraldi was fired from the job.
How do we hold you accountable in this new role?
How do you hold me accountable? I think you hold me accountable by continuing to have these conversations. Having these conversations where we talk about real issues so that I can listen, I can hear, I can act intentionally.
All right, so again, look, it sounds intelligent, but what did she really say? And what about the juveniles? How are they going to be held accountable? What is going to be the difference between a Schiraldi DJS and a Tolentino DJS?
And what does accountability look like to you for both the young offenders and DJS?
Start with DJS. Accountability looks like to me that we are following the rules that are set out for us. That means we are following Maryland law and our statutory framework. I think what accountability looks like for young people is different based on the individual needs and circumstances.
All right, yeah. Well, that's, again, That's not a yes. We're going to. What you'd like to hear her say is, we are going to be holding violent offenders accountable. There are going to be consequences. There are going to be punishments, not slap on the wrist. We're not going to put them on ankle monitors and not monitor them. I mean, something a little bit more with more specificity. But again, they answer in these vague generalities because they don't want to offend anyone. And again, Mackenzie's questions are excellent, but Tolentino's answers a little bit out there. But at least she is sitting down for an interview, so that is a good start. Now, on her controversial view on detention, remember she said detention, I found out, had a negative impact on communities. She was asked to clarify her position on that.
Previous comment of yours from 2022, you said detention has a negative impact on community safety. When you're incarcerating young people who don't need to be there, they're more likely to continue that delinquent behavior. And that is very similar to some of the mindset that your predecessor had. So if that's similar to the viewpoint of the previous secretary, how will you be different?
Well, what I said is we don't get really good outcomes when we use detention inappropriately. Mm-hmm. And our statutory framework tells us when to use detention, when there's a risk to public safety, when there's a risk to the young person's safety, or when there's some thought that they may not show up for court. If we use it as we are supposed to, that's one thing. If we are using it for young people who are not appropriate for detention, that's when we get the outcomes that we don't want to see.
And on as to whether or not they're going to follow the laws, the statutory laws as passed by the state of Maryland, here is what the new DJS boss had to say.
You said that it's important for DJS to follow the laws. Do you believe that under your predecessor that wasn't happening?
I believe that we have to ensure that our operations are very closely aligned. And so I'm going to dig in and see where do we need to make some tweaks to be able to make sure that, again, we're following all the rules that are set out for us in a way that gets the best outcomes for our young people.
Well, wait. That wasn't an answer to the question.
Right. I mean, again, she's look, maybe she went to more college. Because she sounds a lot like Governor Wes Moore.
Yeah, say the words, but there's no content. There's no meaning behind the words.
Yeah. So it's more from this, pardon the pun, interview on tomorrow's show. We'll ask Mackenzie about it as well, coming up in about an hour or so. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now, reserve your spot. Chance to win a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug.
743, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Bernice Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. We just looked at what was a vehicle fire from about 15 minutes ago, southbound I-95 in Haverty Grace, right after the ramp at Route 155 at Level Road. It's off to the side, not a big problem. No traffic backups right now through there. That would be south of the Tidings Bridge on 95 South. Now, traffic northbound on 95, we're looking at you live here at Route 24, 76-mile marker, stop-and-go traffic there. That construction on the northbound side. They're still not working yet. I think they'll be there after 8, southbound on I-83 between York Road and Middletown Road. We'll go back and revisit that. If you're traveling towards Glen Burnie this morning, Ritchie Highway had a big wreck in the last 30 minutes, southbound between Furnace Branch Road and 8th Avenue. The roadway apparently still blocked, according to the authorities there. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. JFX, nothing out of the ordinary. We are looking at some delays. Heavy traffic south on the approaches to both the harbor tunnels. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle. Let Bernie's Automotive get you squared away. Check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in today and see Bernie, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. Another hot and steamy one today. 95, going to feel like over 100. Showers and storms could hit later this afternoon and evening, and that brings much needed cooler air and relief with highs tomorrow only about 80. Well, that's where we are right now. It's sunny and 80 in Baltimore, 79 in Millersville. It is time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner of that 100th anniversary t-shirt and or coffee mug, and both, I should say. Jim in Lansdowne is our contestant. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Story one, the Seattle Library sponsored a science segment called The Ocean is Queer. Is said the ocean serves as a metaphor for the queer community. The librarian highlighted how male seahorses can become pregnant. Clownfish live in matriarchal groups and can change sex. And bottlenose dolphins sometimes form gay male thruples. These examples, the librarian told children, are part of the queer ecology.
All right.
And show that heterosexuality is not the only pattern found in nature. Story 2, Georgetown professor Jonathan Brown has doubled down after saying that Iran should strike a U.S. base. Brown, a professor in the Department of Arabic and Islamic Studies, also said he hopes Iran is successful in assassinating President Trump. And story 3, there's a manhunt underway for teenage boys who ripped up LGBTQ pride flags in Atlanta, Georgia. Four teens facing potential hate crimes charges for cutting up the pride flags. The Atlanta Police Department is still looking for two other teens as well. Here's a story 1, the ocean is queer. Story 2, professor hopes Iran is successful in assassinating Trump. Or story 3, manhunt for teens who cut up pride flags. All right, we'll start with Mr. Bruce.
Well, first I thought you said the ocean is clear, but that wasn't it at all. I think that's a true story, though. I think that that's something they would do in Seattle. And story number 3 also strikes me as true. So by default, I think story 2 is fake news.
Bruce goes for 2. Kristen?
I don't know. I've been to liberal colleges before. I could see that being true, at least from one professor. And I agree, I could also see the Seattle story being true. I think I'm going to go with number 3.
All right, Kristen goes for story 3. Chuck?
Well, I know there's a Buttigieg Bay, so that rules that one out. Probably 3.
All right. Chuck goes for story number 3. Jim in Lansdowne?
I'll go with 2.
Jim goes with Bruce on story number 2. Nobody goes for story number 1. The ocean is queer, and that is a true story. Story number 2. The Georgetown professor saying he hopes that the Iran is successful in assassinating President Trump. That is our fake news story of the day. So congratulations to Bruce and Jim today.
Getting close to 500, Chuck.
Well, congratulations. Jim, will put you in hold, tell you to get your prize.
It's probably going to snow today.
Yes. Something froze over.
Yes. It's amazing, really, that... You snapped out of it just in time.
Yes.
And was able to come back and make the correct pick. Very good.
You dropped the bunker buster on us.
Yes. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple 7:49. 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We'll have more of this interview tomorrow, but, and I think that we see this from time to time, even from Governor Moore. I mean, every once in a while you get a direct response, but there's so much government speak, there's so much double speak that we get from these Orwellian characters that are in state government and elsewhere for that matter. But it kind of dodging around skirting around the issues, never really delivering an answer.
Carefully trained to say nothing. But make it sound very authoritative. She was asked, do you think that something wasn't working well? She gave an answer. It was not an answer to that question. It was an answer. It had words in it. It had a verb. It had a subject. It had a direct object. But it wasn't an answer to the question. And this is... Look, this is politician speak.
Yeah. You just wonder if anything was really going to change, other than they realize the heat is on, so they figure let's one of the biggest people that have been after Schiraldi and DJS, of course, Fox 45, Mackenzie Frost, and if we sit down with Mackenzie and do an interview from time to time, might the heat be called off? Well, we'll wait and see what happens, because Mackenzie is always after the action, not so much what has been said, but what action is being taken.
But Sean, this is the phenomenon here is rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even that you're saying we're going to change out captains. You just say, all right, we're getting this iceberg right ahead of us, but to keep people entertained and distracted, get the band playing some music and rearrange the deck chairs. We'll all be fine.
Yeah, and then you have that 14-year-old on the ankle monitor that has been charged with a crime spree, and now, again, the heat's back on. A lot of Maryland lawmakers are saying, what the heck's going on here in the state of Maryland? All right, 7:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Summer is hot, and so is our $69 AC checkup for Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. As a family-owned, fully licensed company with 32 years of experience, we can service all makes and models. A new install, a quick repair, or custom ductwork. We're going to give you a wow feeling when we're done. And here's another bonus wow. Mention WCBM, and you'll get $500 off a brand new air conditioning system. Call 410-902-9600. 410-902-9600. Call Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning now. And when we're done, you'll be saying wow. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News in depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Coming up next hour, as a matter of fact, Mackenzie Frost joins us about 8:35 this morning, right at 8 o'clock this morning after 8 a.m. news. Jake Lang, running for Congress. We'll talk with him about that on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And coming up in just a moment or two, the ceasefire between Iran and Iraq, will it hold? I'll tell you, if will has anything to do with it, the will from Donald Trump may be enough to push it into holding for at least the term of office that he has coming up. 7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Just a reminder, if you're going into Glen Burnie, we had a wreck there about half an hour ago. Southbound Ritchie Highway was closed after the intersection at Furnace Branch Road. And the word is right now that most of the southbound lanes are still affected. So be prepared for that as you're moving through. Both the tunnels are still looking at delays coming south. 895 around Erdman Avenue. 95 is backed up again beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So 15 to 20 minute delays through there. Big delay with the construction. The left-hand lane is blocked. I-95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot and steamy one again today, 95, feel like 100 with a afternoon thunderstorm and or evening thundershower. And this is one you actually want because it's going to bring some cooler air and some relief from the heat tomorrow. Highs only near 80. Right now it's getting hot already. It's 79 in Arnold, 78 in Forest Hill. And you're up to date here on the Morning Drive. Up top of the hour, Jake Lang, former J6er, will join us. He's running for Congress.
Hudson Institute senior fellow Rebecca Heinrichs joined Fox and Friends yesterday to talk about what's going on and the ceasefire that's now just been imposed and what happens if Iran decides, oh, let's misbehave again. She took on a couple of those topics. She said, well, look, if Iran rebuilds, guess what's going
to
happen?
If the Iranians are so foolish as to make more problems for us, I have no doubt that President Trump will take care of that problem as well. Look, I think this is a big deal. I think that this is a really big deal that President Trump took decisive action, demonstrated incredible military power and military capability to take out the Iranian nuclear program.
Yeah, and prove to the world that actually when we say something, we mean it here in this country, something that's been missing in American politics for quite some time out of both parties, bluntly. And that is one of the points she makes. Trump has now made it very clear that he will do what he says he is going to do.
It gives President Trump and the United States a lot of credibility that we will do what we say we're going to do. You were talking about NATO. He's now at the NATO summit. NATO can be confident that the United States has the military capability and a president who has the will to say what he means if, in fact, you have a country that crosses us like the Iran regime did. And I think that that bolsters the credibility of NATO as well.
Now, think about this, Sean. If you actually have a president who says, you have 60 days to come to some kind of an agreement, and you decide you're going to basically thumb your nose at that American president, if his last name happens to be Trump, you better cut on problems coming on day 61. That's what's being established here, is we're going to give you every opportunity to create peace in whatever the situation might be. But if you refuse to create a peaceful situation, to negotiate with your neighbors, to play nice in the sandbox, then believe me, we're going to come in and we're going to kick your rear end.
I love the meme I just saw on X. There's a picture of Obama and Trump. Under Obama says, I ran. Under Trump says, I didn't.
Yeah. Exactly.
That sums it up.
Yeah, precisely. Well, she went on one more comment from her, and that is, now the talk is, from all the left, well, now we're going to have to do regime change. Well, there may be regime change, but everybody in the administration is very clear about this. We're not going to be the ones who are making it happen.
The Iranian people are the ones that are going to have to do it. You're not going to see, I think, pressure from the United States downward to try to make that happen. But clearly, we would want a secular regime that granted security and freedom and blessed the Iranian people, did not oppress the Iranian people. That would be good for the United States. That would be good for them. They're the ones that have suffered more than any other person under this Iran regime that's really a jihadist regime and has been the most aggressive and active state sponsor of terrorism and instability throughout the Middle East.
For years and years and years, since they took American hostages and would not release them as long as Jimmy Carter was president, waiting until Ronald Reagan became inaugurated before they released them, if you think back that far. Jimmy Metz, who is a senior fellow at, I think it's Heritage, had a comment on this, and he said that what you have to remember is that Trump's action in the Mideast and his action in Iran, it's huge.
Iran's capabilities have been massively degraded over the last year and a half. Israel has done a remarkable job of destroying multiple armies, full armies. Israel has absorbed 28,000 rocket attacks, and this little David has defeated this massive Goliath. And that opened this opportunity for the United States.
It did. And the opportunity was opened, and we took the opportunity as it was presented to us. Again, day 61, following the 60 days that Iran was given, guess what happened? The Israelis said, okay, you've had your 60 days to play nice. If you're not going to play nice, we're not going to play nice either. And now you have President Trump saying to the Israelis, call your jets back. Because this infraction of the ceasefire was minor. Don't exaggerate it. And son of a gun, the Israelis gave him enough cred to say, yep, okay, we'll do so. And they turned around and came back and landed in Israel. Now, Jane Harman is a former U.S. congressperson, a Democrat. And Sean, this is one of these statements that just, I scratch my head.
The goal, I thought, was to get Iran to give up its nukes. I see much less of a chance now than there was before.
Clarify for me, please. What nukes?
Yeah.
I mean, give up their nukes? The whole program is buried under a mountain.
Well, yeah, they didn't have nukes as of yet. They were about ready to acquire nukes, which President Trump and many others on both sides of the aisle have vowed would never happen, and that's why they took action. And so we'll see. Iran's parliament has already voted to accelerate their program again. Apparently haven't learned their lesson. And President Trump said if they start to enrich again, we're going to hit them again until they learn the errors of their ways. Jake Lang, he's running for Senate, U.S. Senate, and we'll talk. He's the former J6er, was held the longest without trial. He's coming up next, right here on The Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There's growing support for President Trump's claim that the U.S. military devastated Iran's nuclear sites. CIA Director Ratcliffe, National Intel Director Gabbard, and the Israelis all say the latest intelligence confirms the annihilation of Iran's nuclear facilities.
A preliminary American intelligence assessment raises some questions about the level of devastation to Iran's nuclear program, but the president is confident.
It's blown up to kingdom come.
And the White House is citing this statement from the Israel Atomic Energy Commission.
We assess that the American strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities has set back Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons for many years to come.
However, the president's Joint Chiefs chairman has said final battle damage assessment will take some time. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Out of hiding for the first time since the American attacks, Iran's supreme leader making some big threats, saying the U.S. will pay a heavy price if it attacks his country again. Rural hospital relief, the latest sticking point, as Republicans try to craft a compromise on the president's big, beautiful tax and spending bill.
Republicans Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska are raising concerns that a proposed $15 billion relief fund would not be sufficient to make up for the lost revenues from tens of billions in cuts to Medicaid. Crafters of the language say their main goal is to trim waste, fraud, and abuse from the program. However, critics are suggesting that with cuts that large, the relief fund should contain more like $100 billion to offset losses in rural areas. Bob Agnew reporting.
In the east, where temperatures have soared into the triple digits this week, some cooler weather finally moving in. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 101 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 103, and the S&P futures 20 points higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits.
America.
With special guest Zach Williams.
Give me a revelation.
Tickets available Friday at awakeningfoundation.com. Third day. The 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
Good morning, it's 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
Heavy traffic on the inner loop through Pikesville, but nothing major at Green Spring. The Parkville side is slowing at Hartford Road, and then that looks like it gets better once we get over towards Providence Road and through Delaney Valley Road. The west side outer loop, yeah, all that normal stuff is there. 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX, you're good. No problems at all south of Ruxton Road. So far, no construction yet this morning. Southbound 83 is still clear from York Road down through Middletown Road. They are working northbound on I-95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are in for another hot and steamy afternoon as temperatures rise to the mid-90s. It'll feel like the 100s. Be sure to practice heat safety. Also this afternoon, we have our next chance of scattered showers and storms. Storms will last into the night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's going to be a hot day here, but at least it's not the Midwest where they have some really rough weather going through. Aberdeen right now 74 degrees, downtown Baltimore 77. Just saw a couple of seconds ago some video from some town in the Midwest, ring camera doorbell video, and it showed the house across the street simply being lifted up and disappeared by a tornado that passed through literally probably 50 feet from the front of this house. One house survived, the other house, it's just gone. We don't have that, at least. Much of Maryland under a heat advisory today from 11 o'clock till 7 o'clock. The forecast calling for high temperatures in the mid-90s. Heat index could reach 105 degrees. Chance of a thunderstorm in the late afternoon and evening. Baltimore City's code red extreme heat alert remains in effect today. Heat wave is expected to break on Friday. High temperatures tomorrow still in the mid to high 80s, 85 to 88 degrees. 70-year-old woman is dead following a police-involved shooting in Baltimore City. Police Commissioner Richard Worley says officers responded to a home in the 2700 block of Mosier on Wednesday afternoon for a woman having a behavioral health crisis. Says a woman pulled a knife on officers who tried to tase her, but it was not effective. She says one officer fell when the woman moved toward him with the knife. The other officer fired two shots at her. Woman taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. The mother of a man who was struck by a car and left to die wants to know why the driver didn't have the humility to stop and help. 22-year-old Emmanuel Kyler walking along Dorsey Road in Anne Arundel County early Saturday morning while waiting for an Uber when a bronze-colored vehicle struck him and fled. His mom, Sheila, says her son is a good kid who didn't deserve that, and she wonders why the driver did not stay at the scene or call police. One wonders. 806 on WCBM, pick 3, lottery number 809, pick 4, 9764. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Do your feet slow you down before your day even starts? You're not alone. Orioles Hall of Famer Mike Bordick knows exactly how that feels.
After 14 seasons in the majors and over 1,700 games, my body's sure been through a lot. I felt it, especially in my feet, knees, and back. I thought pain was just part of life, especially plantar fasciitis. I used to judge my days by how I'd walk down the stairs. If my feet were hurting, I knew the day wasn't going to be easy. But since I started wearing Good Feet arch supports, I'm back to feeling my best. And my feet, well, they've never felt better. Don't let plantar fasciitis slow you down like it did me. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
If pain is holding you back from the things you love, maybe it's time to try the Good Feet store. You can stay active, feel better, and keep moving. Come in for your free fitting and test walk. Book your appointment today at goodfeet.com. The Good Feet Store, the official arch supports of the Baltimore Orioles. Go O's.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Another near no-no last night against the Birds.
1-0, chopper left side. Young, off the line, has it at the knees. Throws across. 1-2-3 inning.
And the perfect game continues for Jacob DeGrom. He has faced 18. He has retired 18.
Call on Rangers TV. DeGrom perfect through six would lose the no-hitter in the eighth, but the Birds were left in the dust. 7-0 was the final. Colton Cowser had the lone hit for Baltimore.
He had his plus-plus stuff tonight, locating the slider really well. Pitching off of it with the changeup more so than he has in the past.
And Birds now 12 under 500 through 80 games. Halfway point of the season comes tomorrow night against the Rays. Elsewhere in baseball, it's been quite a week for the Dodgers' Max Muncy.
Muncy with a fly ball to right field. This one is back. This ball is gone! Grand slam, Max Muncy!
Call on MLB.TV. Max Muncy's second Grand Slam of the week powers the Dodgers to an 8-1 win over the Rockies. And speaking of Grand Slams, on this date in baseball history, the Orioles' Frank Robinson hit two of them in the same game. June 26, 1970, Orioles beat the Senators 12-2. Only 13 players have accomplished that feat in MLB history. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Dickie Lovelady saga takes a detour. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. We were scheduled to talk with Jake Lang, the J6er, who is now running for U.S. Senate in Florida. We're having some difficulty getting a hold of Jake, so he might call in or he might have to reschedule him for another time. So,
yeah, the show observer, by the way, passes this along.
Yes.
Important news. I should have led with this probably at the 8 o'clock newscast. This is from our show observer. It says, Shauna Bruce. Bruce has once again avoided having a quarter below 50%. Beginning with the day of the Chuck Roast, he has correctly identified the fake news 5 days in a row. For April through June, Bruce is now 24 for 46. Even if he fails on Monday and Friday, or Friday and Monday, the worst he can do is getting 24 of 48, so exactly a 50-50. Still, he is third. However, if I can extend my streak to 7, I will just edge out Chuck for second place, even if Chuck gets the next two questions correct.
Thank God we led with that.
Whoa, boy.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That's big, man.
That's
big news.
That is huge news today.
Huge.
New TV commercial featuring Maryland's governor, funded by an organization directly connected to the Democrat Governors Association, has hit the airwaves. The commercial that Fox 45 Spotlight in Maryland reviewed ends with a funding disclaimer from America Works USA, but just under 90% of the commercial features a speech by Governor Wes Moore to an audience made what appears to be at an industrial factory.
The national economy is hurting, there's no question, and folks are anxious. But let me tell you what's happening here in Maryland. Our economy is growing. We turned a budget deficit into a budget surplus. Our job growth is one of the nation's highest, and we just cut taxes for the middle class.
Yeah, well, Ed Hale, a Maryland businessman, owner of the Baltimore Blast indoor soccer team, said on Wednesday morning he believes the ad does not accurately reflect Maryland's current economy. He said, none of what Governor Moore said in the commercial is true. In fact, our bond rating was destroyed by him, and he blamed President Trump. The state of Maryland was on a watch list for a full year as the bond rating went down. So this was even before Trump took office, as Mr. Hale has so appropriately pointed out. He said, and then he talked about the tech tax. That is going to be a game changer as well. Senate Minority Whip Justin Reedy, Republican of Carroll, Frederick Counties, is questioning why organizations are running commercials he feels are campaign related just a half year before an election.
I don't know that they're allowed to legally coordinate, but to me it's no accident that these ads are appearing at the same time that the largest tax increase combined in the history of the state that Wes Moore promoted and signed is taking effect.
Yeah. And what are some of the fallacies in the ad? Well, Reedy says the him touting the job growth, there's a little bit of an asterisk there.
Well, one, this idea that we're gaining all these jobs. If you take out government sector jobs in Maryland, we had almost no job growth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, almost no job growth when the government sector is taken out. So, once again, you question, why so early? Are we seeing an ad from Wes Moore? Is he worried about Ed Hale, that he's got to run ads like this very early on, even before the fall campaign season hits?
Yeah.
Interesting. We shall see.
Yeah, by the way, those government jobs, he's had to lay some of those folks off. So I guess that changes that equation even more. 8:13 right now, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The construction zone has arrived now on 83 southbound, beginning at the state line and down through the ramps at the 439, getting better after Middletown Road. So right now, single lane to the left on 83 south. Not a backup yet, but there will be very shortly. They're doing some repaving work as you're going south. The other big construction area, 95 north at Route 24 in Harford County, 76-mile marker northbound. 895 still backed up right around the Urban Avenue ramp. 95, I'm looking at you live. You're moving, but it's slow. It's a speed reduction from Moravia Road all the way through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And coming out on the other side, there is heavy traffic between Camden Yards and the Beltway on that section of 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be another hot and steamy day today, 95. It'll feel like 100, chance of a shower storm again this afternoon or evening. But that cold air coming through with these thunderstorms will affect tomorrow. In fact, we'll only have a high near 80 tomorrow. So just get through today, and there'll be a little bit of a break from the heat dome, if you will. It's sunny in 79 in Parkville, 81 in Pasadena. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown. EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's time to figure out which lefty has lost it. We typically end up going to the circus for this, because that's where they seem to all end up. So please, enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps, my God, I thought we were done with this woman. No, she's back. She's back like a bad penny. Joy Reid has decided to reinforce her presence on TV by showing up and opining once again.
Under the Obama administration, signed a deal to decrease their enrichment of uranium. They signed that deal under President Obama. Donald Trump came along, abrogated, and ended that agreement such that they could begin enriching again. And with Joe Biden came along, did not put that agreement back in place. Iran has been outside of that agreement since President Trump's first term.
So in other words, there's no reason whatsoever to go after them, because after all, they started enriching again only after Donald Trump pulled out of the agreement. Give me a break. They were doing it the entire time, Joy. That's why he pulled out, because nobody was enforcing the damn thing. So now it's been attended to, Joy. Now, this is a kind of revealing. She was asked on one of the shows, I forget which one it was, exactly why was she fired in the first place?
I was fired immediately. There was no warning. So to the, and I asked, well, what, you know, what's the, nothing. They were just like, oh, we just want to make some changes. They never said why. So I've had to live in the rumor mill with everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see if I can clarify for you. You were fired because you're a left-wing crank who sees everything through the lens of race. If it doesn't have to do with race, somehow you try to make it about race, and that gets tiresome after a while. And no, typically when you're fired, they're not going to give you a list of reasons why. They simply want you gone, and if they give you a list, you're going to try to find some reason to sue them, saying, oh, they gave me a list, that means they must be racists. Sound like it's probable? Yeah, to me too. Please, Joy, get back in the clown car and disappear from public view, like, for the next decade or two.
All right, as we speak, there is a press conference being held right now from the Pentagon with SecDef Pete Hegseth and Joint Chief Chairman General Dan Raisin Kane. So we'll have clips or highlights of that on tomorrow's program, but it is a briefing on the Iran strikes and Operation Midnight Hammer and how successful it really was in spite of the swamp Democrat media spin that it only set Iran back in its war with Israel and its pursuit of nuclear weapons a few months. According to what I've seen so far, they're making a compelling case with evidence that it has set them back years, if not completely dismantled most of their nuclear ability to make nuclear weapons. Let's put it that way. By the way, I also wanted to point out that I just read that officials in Los Angeles County, a city in Los Angeles County, Bell Gardens, have now canceled the 4th of July holiday celebrations there. And I get, you might guess the reason why. They're not going to hold 4th of July fireworks or a public celebration.
Because it would upset the indigenous people? Because
that's close. Here's the reason. Quote, out of an abundance of caution regarding concerns for resident safety over federal immigration enforcement activities, the city of Bell Gardens will be canceling the scheduled events, including movie nights, July 10th, from June 26th to July 10th, as well as Independence Day. All of the programming, such as summer day camp, sports, will continue as normal. So basically, they're canceling Independence Day because of ICE's immigration activity in Southern California. They want to protect the illegals. We heard the vice mayor, Cynthia Gonzalez, yesterday calling out the gangs, like, where the hell are you protecting your turf against ICE? I mean, that woman ought to be charged immediately. I don't know what the heck they're doing over at DOJ right now. But again, I know McIver, the one from Newark, New Jersey, she was arraigned yesterday.
Yes.
And pleaded not guilty. But this has got to stop. This is to cancel 4th of July to protect those that are violating the laws of the United States is, what country are we living in?
One of the things I find most bizarre about this entire situation is they come, and in order to protest the idea that ICE is going after illegals, right now going after illegals who are violent, have been violent in the past, or have been violent once they got here, they're waving the Mexican flag.
Yeah.
You would think that if you want to say you really want to stay in this country and you want to protest what's going on, you'd be waving the American flag.
We've seen every
flag. From here to Kansas.
We've seen Mexican flags, Palestinian flags, Antifa flags, every flag but the American flag. When you see the American flag, they're burning it in these hordes of invaders.
It just strikes me as bizarre. Yeah. If you want, I mean, you see them driving around in protests. I mean, May 5th, you know, Cinco de Mayo, they drove around with Mexican flags. That's fine. But then don't tell me if you're that bound to Mexico, you're still flying that flag, that you want to be here. If you want to be here, be here.
But they don't. They don't want to assimilate. They want to be here for the economic benefit and then send their money home, which, by the way, I would support President Trump with his 50% remittance tax on all that money sent out of the country. Take 21 coming up next. More. Governor Moore is cornered by Chris Pabst about transparency and the judiciary.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show, why Gen Z women are leading Republicans. A Biden judge is defying a Supreme Court order.
Uh-oh, here comes the judge. Here comes the judge.
And the left is calling for a boycott of McDonald's for abandoning DEI. Good luck with that.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning, it's 823, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of a minor wreck, 95 northbound at Moravia Road. I'm looking at the camera, which is right there, and I don't see it northbound. There's no impact for the traffic coming up from Eastern Avenue. The traffic southbound is slow trying to go into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so they're still riding out with a 15 to 20 minute delay on 95 and then through the tunnel and then slow again from Camden Yards. Just that speed reduction as you're heading out eventually on 95 to the Beltway on the southwest side. 895 off and on. We've had delays there as you're moving south at the Old Harbor Tunnel, and most of that traffic was right around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and coming south from the Urban Avenue Ramp. So that's still there, and it's a speed reduction again. Heads up now, southbound 83. That construction is underway beginning at York Road going south, eventually down towards Middletown Road. They're blocking the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, another hot and steamy one today. 95, feel like 100, but we're expecting some thundershower activity later this afternoon. Evening could cool things off a bit. Already sunny, 81 in Middle River, 80 in Bel Air. Just a thought on what happened in New York City the other night with this election for the Democrats of this Democrat socialist. It was 24 years ago, this coming September, that there was the worst attack in U.S. history on 9/11 on U.S. soil. Okay? By radical Islamic fundamentalists, and we have New Yorkers, have a very short memory that's just voted an anti-Semitic Muslim with 7 years of citizenship that believes in global intifada to be the mayor. Think about that. Think about Rudy 24 years ago, and think about if this Zoe Mamdani ends up becoming the mayor of New York. Think of the, they say never forget, it's sad.
Yeah, well, an interesting thing because his politics have been focused on, and they seem perfectly acceptable to a lot of young voters in New York City. He's reached out to the young privileged, saying, "You're not privileged nearly enough. We're going to give you lowered rent and food prices from government food stores."
Yeah.
I guess I'll just carry government cheese.
All they have to do is go and look at all these other socialist countries like Venezuela, like Cuba, like the former Soviet. Go look at them and see how they've done. The only reason why China is still standing is because they somewhat have embraced a Western economy or principles of a Western economy. All right, so Chris Pabst, Fox 45, Project Baltimore. He's been after this Judge Blomquist. Remember, he's the one that let the guy loose back in the classroom that raped a couple of children that we had the two mothers on, if you remember that story correctly. He's been after answers as to why Judge Charles Blomquist would let somebody as heinous as that out and get him off the sex offender registry list so he can go back into class. So Chris is just looking for answers. And he's asked all the way to the Maryland judiciary why he hasn't gotten these answers. And I think it's supposed to be, 75 days, I can't remember what the exact number is, under the public records law of transparency. It's gone way beyond that now.
Mm-hmm.
Way beyond it. It's like double or triple what the law states. So Chris was in Ocean City at, what is it? I think it's called the convention they have. I can't remember. It's the convention of AFSCME or something. I don't remember what it's called. But that's when all the elected officials gathered together in Ocean City. And Governor Moore was there. And Chris asked him whether or not he believes the judiciary should be transparent and in honoring the laws of when it comes to public records.
As governor, do you find that acceptable?
I believe in transparency and accountability. I think the laws sounds like they're pretty clearly stated. So whatever the laws have stated is what then needs to be followed.
But they're not following the law. That is the problem. They're clearly stated. We know what the laws are, and the laws are not being followed. So, Chris pushing him, saying, well, you know, the judiciary is not really following the law here. So what do you think about that?
How is a judiciary held accountable?
Well, I think that there's no one who is above accountability. I think that's part of the beauty of our system is that everybody needs to be held to account, and everybody has accountability systems, to include that the people have a responsibility to holding all of us accountable. So I think that there is no one who is above the law, and laws have to be followed.
So in other words, it's the people's responsibility to make sure that you follow the law. One would think you'd follow the law because you're law-abiding. I know it's a silly concept, but apparently you need the people to make sure that you don't turn dishonest overnight.
What we have now is a class of elected officials that aren't interested in actually enforcing the laws. Okay? They talk about enforcing the laws. They talk about accountability. They talk about what it should be, but they're not interested in enforcing the laws. Okay? So that to me, whether it's Westmore, whether it's Betsy Fox, Tolentino, or Vinnie Schiraldi, or any of these other Democrats, they're not interested in law. They cherry pick very selectively which laws, and then we saw with President Trump, then they weaponize the justice system against their opponents. I mean, this is just beyond the pale. As far as I'm concerned, we have elected officials and that's why we have juveniles running rampant all over the state of Maryland committing crimes. Because there are no consequences because Democrats and progressives and Marxists and socialists like this jackass up in New York, they're not interested in U.S. law. They're trying to subvert the system and bring it crashing down. It's Cloward Piven. We're watching it in real time.
Could we maybe suggest that elected officials all wear ankle monitors? Just a thought.
Yeah. Well, then you got to find people to watch them, and they're doing such a great job of watching the juveniles right now. They should be really patted. Every single one of these companies, every single one of them, ought to be fired. Their contracts canceled and their employees fired because they have failed to protect Marylanders and keep the public safe.
Hey, frost's coming up.
Yeah. Mackenzie Frost is coming up next right after the 8:30 news. The latest on MPRP. We'll talk about her interview with the new boss at DJS and the latest, the difference between inspectors general in the county and the city. Right now, news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Much. Maryland again under this heat advisory today from 11 o'clock in the morning until 7 p.m. Forecast calling for high temps in the mid-90s. A heat index could reach 105. A chance of a thunderstorm late afternoon and evening. Baltimore City's code red heat alert. The extreme heat alert remains in effect. Heat wave is expected to break tomorrow. High temperatures expected still 85 to 88 degrees. 70-year-old woman dead following a police-involved shooting in Baltimore City. Police Commissioner Richard Worley said that officers responded to the home at the 2700 block of Mosier Street yesterday afternoon. A woman having a behavioral health crisis. The woman pulled a knife on the officers who tried to tase her, but it was not effective. One officer fell when the woman moved toward him with the knife. The other officer fired two shots at her. She was taken to a hospital where she was pronounced dead on arrival. Mother of a man who was struck by a car and left to die wants to know why the driver didn't even stop to help. 22-year-old Emmanuel Kyler was walking along Dorsey Road early Saturday morning waiting for an Uber when a bronze-colored vehicle struck him and fled. His mom, Sheila, says her son's a good kid who did not deserve that, and she wonders why the driver did not stay long at the scene or call police. Emmanuel was hit by a second vehicle. That driver, though, stopped and began CPR. Anne Arundel County Police say the driver potentially saved his life. He remains in critical condition of shock trauma. Anyone with information on the crash or the hit-and-run asked to please call police. Elkton man accused of leaving voicemails for threatening the lives of Cecil County sheriffs and a district court judge. Daniel Sabenka Jr., a senior, has been charged with the threat of mass violence and a threat to injure a state official. He's being held without bond at the county detention center. It's 8:32 on WCBM. Coming up in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
The 4th of July is more than a celebration. It's a reminder what freedom really means. It means we have a responsibility to stay prepared, stay strong, and stay independent, no matter what the future brings. That's why My Patriot Supply is running their 4th of July sale, with huge savings on emergency food kits, solar power systems, water filtration, and more. From solar generators to long-term food storage that lasts 25 years, every item is made to help Americans take care of their own without waiting on FEMA or the power company. Shop the sale now at MyPatriotSupply.com/radio and save big on all things preparedness. My Patriot Supply is American-owned, American-operated, and proud to support the self-reliant spirit that made this country great. Don't wait. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com/radio to stock up during the 4th of July sale. That's MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. Because real freedom starts with being ready.
Pick 3 lottery number 809. Your pick 4, 9764. And now at 8:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're moving traffic a little slow yet at both the Harbor Tunnels, but nothing major. Traffic northbound 895 at Child Street. All the lanes are open. Southbound right in the area between O'Donnell Street and the Old Harbor Tunnel. And then 95 south from O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue. Heavy traffic there, but we are moving. All the lanes are open. Some leftover slowing. Different areas on the Beltway, especially on the west side. That's always busy from 795 down through Frederick Road. Construction northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County, losing a left-hand lane there. The right lane is blocked, and the construction underway now southbound on I-83 as you're moving south from York Road and the state line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are in for another hot and steamy afternoon as temperatures rise to the mid-90s. It'll feel like the 100s. Be sure to practice heat safety. Also this afternoon, we have our next chance of scattered showers and storms. Storms will last into the night. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
MedStar Health knows sometimes a video visit is virtually all you need. Get same-day care from MedStar Health providers. Download the MedStar eVisit telehealth app for on-demand urgent care wherever you are 24/7. Learn more at MedStarHealth.org/eVisit.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Jacob DeGrom's gem last night made it 3 games in 5 nights. Then an opposing pitcher carried a no-hitter deep against the Birds. Last night, DeGrom lasted 7 before a Colton Cowser hit led off the 8th. Manager Tony Mancelino was asked about it.
It's tough. I wouldn't look too deep into it. You know, it's a really strange week. I think as you guys watch baseball on a nightly basis over the course of the year, really weird things happen all the time.
Regardless of how you look at it, last night's game dropped the Orioles to 34-46 on the season. After an off night tonight, the season will reach its halfway point tomorrow night. So what does the newest Pelican know about the city of New Orleans? That's the question. Talking about Baltimore's Derek Queen, selected by the Hawks last night with the 13th pick of the NBA draft and then traded to the Pelicans. Here is Queen on what he knows.
I knew New Orleans had really good food. I feel like it's similar to Baltimore because they got their own accent just like us in Baltimore. And Baltimore had really good food.
From crab cakes to po' boys and etouffees, the story of Derek Queen continues now in New Orleans. And finally, yesterday we discussed some of the most memorable names in baseball, Coco Crisp at the top of the list. But of course, the latest entry was Dickie Lovelady, just called up by the Mets. So when Lovelady got called up, here's the story. The Mets asked him how he wanted to be referred to, by his given name Richard or by what he's gone by, which is Dickie. Here's the story as told by Mets broadcasters Gary Cohen and Keith Hernandez.
And so he said, well, everybody calls me Dickie. Call me Dickie. And so the Mets put out a press release saying they'd signed Dickie Lovelady. And then there was a response online about the idea of Dickie Lovelady coming to the Mets. And Richard was not anticipating that kind of reaction.
Really?
So he went back to the media relations staff and said, you guys can call me Dickie, but for
professional
or informational purposes,
okay,
I'm just still going to be Richard.
So the broadcasters will call him Richard. But here's the epilogue to the story. It doesn't matter because the Mets DFA'd him yesterday. Designated for assignment. He's no longer a New York Met. That's the way it goes for Dickie Lovelady.
Yes. I'm not going to say a thing.
No, no, you're not.
No, I'm not.
And guess what, guys? That is Stein on Sports.
Thanks, Gary.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
It's 8:37, 23 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up tonight at 5 o'clock, Fox 45, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth, as she does every Thursday evening. And on Thursday morning, she joins us on our Newsmaker Hotline to talk about it. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
So we're going to get right to in-depth here in just a second, because I know what's up with MPRP and the difference in inspectors general. But there's news breaking. Vinny Schiraldi, the former DGS secretary in the Sun Papers this morning, is writing that he quit because of human rights abuses at the DJS. He says, quote, my participation in this harmful farce left a stink on me that won't soon wash off. He says the draconian law of automatically treating juveniles as adults is the reason why he left. Are you buying that?
No.
Yeah, that's interesting. We should also not forget that Governor Westmore made it clear that he was the one who ordered his resignation. Vincent Schiraldi can say that he left on his own, but Westmore made it clear that he was the one who ordered his resignation. So I don't know, you know, this op-ed is trying to perhaps rewrite history a little bit.
Mackenzie, what are the, to your knowledge, what are the pervasive human rights violations he's talking about?
Well, I think a lot of this stems back to what he's talking about when it comes to the, you know, starting most cases in the adult court system, or some of the some of the cases for juveniles in the adult court system, and we saw the Legislative Black Caucus push this idea earlier this year in session to move those cases, starting them in the juvenile system with the option of waiving them up to the adult court system. And that failed, and this was an issue that was a priority for the chair of the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee, Senator Will Smith. He talked about it a little bit, and when it failed, you know, I asked him if he was going to continue to bring this up next year, and he said it was a priority for him, but a lot of senators recognize that the Department of Juvenile Services, you know, just really isn't equipped to handle an influx of cases. And that's something that we also have heard from state attorneys across the state who are gearing up to fight against this if it does come up again next year. And, you know, if that's what Vincent Schiraldi is saying is the reason why he left, you know, if it failed last year, you know, I'm not sure if it's going to come up again next year or not. We'll have to see.
So you sat down with Betsy Fox Tolentino, the new boss at DJS, and I'll give her credit for sitting down with you, and you answered a series of questions. I don't know if these elected officials go to some school for doublespeak, but your thoughts on the initial interview.
You know, I do have to give her credit, you know, for sitting down and being, you know, willing to talk about it. This is something that we've been asking for since day one. She's been on the job for 2 weeks as of yesterday. The minute she was named acting secretary, we've been asking DJS to do this. So I'm glad that we were able to make this happen. And she does seem to be more open and, willing to be transparent with the public and with the media. She has a lot. It seems that she has a lot to learn and, in her words, dig in on some of the major issues within DJS. I think there's a tall task at hand here. And, you know, I asked her how long it's going to take before people will start to really see a change, and she wouldn't put herself on a timeline. I think in a PR world, that's probably pretty smart. You don't want to box yourself into something that you may or may not be able to achieve. But, you know, I asked her if she'd be willing to commit to more interviews, and she said she would do as much as she can. So if she does one more sit down with me, that's twice as many as what we got from the last secretary. So we're already off.
Duly noted on that. Yeah. I came away from your interview. I just, you know, none of these officials are talking about consequences for results for some, because she did clarify that detention, the negative impact on the community that you asked her, but they're just very reluctant to talk about consequences, especially for violent offenders. I was struck by that. What was your impression?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it comes from her background working, you know, with the organization of ROCA and trying to really get young people to change their cognitive behavioral thinking. And that's a therapy, you know, that has worked, and there is proven record of that. I think there's a fine line between doing that for every single offender and a one-size-fits-all approach versus trying to tailor it to some of the offenders who may have, like, an easier time doing that, who haven't had a record of repeat offenses. So I did think it was interesting, though. She kept saying that she wants to make sure that DJS, is following the statutory Maryland law, which is why I asked her if she thought that the DJS was not doing that under her predecessor. And she wouldn't really say yes or no, but the fact that she kept saying that makes it clear to me that she thought that there were some instances in which perhaps that wasn't happening. And I think that if you talk to police officers, law enforcement leaders, prosecutors, and certainly people in the community, they might argue that they have seen instances in which they believe the law wasn't being followed.
All right, coming up next, Mackenzie's going in-depth. What's coming up on In-Depth tonight, so we'll talk about that.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some slowing on the Beltway, Parkville side at Hartford Road, the interloop to Green Spring, not bad. The west side now is mostly Liberty Road down through Route 40 and then better down the hill from Frederick Road. Both the tunnels still have some heavy traffic south, but mostly in the range now between O'Donnell Street and the Old Harbor Tunnel, and 95 at O'Donnell Street going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Two of the construction areas underway. We're down to one lane, 83 southbound at York Road. They blocked the right lane. The contractor working north on 95 in Harford County at Route 24 is blocking the left-hand lane as you're traveling north. A little bit slow there coming up from Mountain Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, hot and steamy one again today, 95, could feel like 100. We're praying for those thunderstorms because it's going to bring some much-needed relief for tomorrow. Right now, it is hot, sunny, and 82 in the city, 82 in Annapolis. We're with Mackenzie Frost in-depth tonight at 5 here on our Newsmaker Hotline here this morning. Mackenzie, MPRP is up in the crosshairs once again, and this week we learned that Governor Moore once again has said there are real flaws and real problems with this project, and yet he doesn't seem to have taken any action on it. What can you tell us?
Yeah, what are those problems? What are the flaws with the project that the governor sees, right? That's one of the questions that we still don't know. Those comments from the governor reiterating some of the same things that we've heard from him in the past after the federal judge, you know, ruled that the surveyors could go on to the private landowners' land to, you know, perform these surveys. We also know that the private landowners and the property owners are filing an appeal. So this legal back and forth continues. I don't think this is going to go away anytime soon. So we're going to take a look at kind of where things stand right now, why these landowners believe they're going to, they want to continue with this appeal, why they argue that, you know, this is not, this is more, for them, this is more than just allowing people onto their property to take some soil samples and to do a survey. They believe they're fighting something bigger here, and it's more than just about this specific project. You know, eminent domain is at play, and is this project even necessary, and where is the power going? So, you know, MPRP is about Maryland, it's about the grid, but it's also emblematic of a larger conversation about energy and grid reliance and property rights and constitutional rights.
It strikes me that one of the things that's going on is this is like, you know, being a little bit pregnant. You can't be a little bit pregnant. You either are or you're not. And here they say you can be a little bit pregnant and walk around on other people's property, but that's okay. No, once you've crossed that line into violating somebody's personal property rights, you've crossed that line. You can't uncross it. And it seems to me they can very casually kind of say, oh, you're a little bit pregnant.
Well, and what's interesting, too, is we also have some local law enforcement who say, you know, this is a civil order and they're, you know, not really interested in enforcing it. So what's going to happen when we see these surveyors show up and we, you know, law enforcement say they're not going to help them enforce it, and property owners say they don't want them on their land, and we also have this appeal working its way through, you know, what happens, and what do these surveyors do, and what happens, what are the property owners, what are they supposed to do? So I think at this point there are a lot of unknowns, and the property owners just want to know, you know, is this company going to come in and take their land? What is that going to mean for their family business or a piece of property that has been in their family for decades and decades, and businesses and livelihoods that are at stake here?
Also on In-Depth tonight, you plan on the difference between inspectors general between the city and the county. You got Isabel Cumming. She's firmly entrenched there. But Kelly Madigan is, you know, she might be out. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we're going to have a little two-for action for you on In-Depth tonight. We're taking a look at what's happening in Baltimore County. We know that the selection panel for the inspector general there is also meeting today, so it's a little timely. This afternoon they're having their first meeting. So we're going to take a look at how the structure is set up in Baltimore County and kind of compare it to what's happening in other areas in the state. We know that Councilman Izzy Patoka in Baltimore County says that he's going to introduce a plan to have an oversight panel, an oversight group in Baltimore County, kind of similar to what we have in Baltimore City, to make sure that there's, you know, more independence for the inspector general. So it's not elected leaders who are the ones hiring and firing the person who is supposed to be watching over them as well. And also, what what does Montgomery County do? What does Prince George's County do? Howard County? Take a look at kind of best practices around the state as well. And then also just get a check-in on what's going on with Kelly. And, you know, obviously, we're going to take a look at that interaction that I had with the Baltimore County executive last week as well, once again.
Very good. Tonight, in-depth on Fox 45 at 5 with investigative reporter Mackenzie Frost. Mackenzie, thanks. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
You did such good work. Yeah. Thanks, Mackenzie. Appreciate it.
Thank you. See you next week.
Okay. 8:49 coming up on 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. By the way, we have former top aide to President Joe Biden, Neera Tanden, told Congress that she had authorization to direct AutoPen signatures for the president, but she doesn't know who gave the final order.
She doesn't know who checked on him. Who authorized what?
Yeah, she had authorization, but she doesn't know who gave the final order.
Wait a minute. If you have authorization, let's see it in writing.
In writing, right.
From the president saying, you're authorized to use the auto pen on this particular circumstance.
And give us some names.
Yeah.
Yeah, start giving us some names. I smell a rat here. All right, Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
Thursday on the show, a Biden judge is defying a Supreme Court order, and the left is calling for a boycott of McDonald's for abandoning DEI. Good luck with that.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, just think of the missile strikes on Iran, the bunker busters, I think also sent a strong message to China that they better think twice before striking or invading Taiwan.
Yeah, well, also, I mean, it does put China in a rather unusual position, because if indeed Iran moves towards restricting traffic in the Straits of Hormuz, you have most of China's oil going through there, and they're not going to be real happy about that.
No, they've already basically said, in a polite way.
Yeah, in a very polite way.
You better not do it. Think twice.
Wouldn't be prudent. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The southbound left tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel just about a minute or so ago was a little bit slow. Now the right tube is now slowing as you're going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. Just a speed reduction. I don't see anything, any problems coming out on the south end towards Key Highway, but traffic is a little bit slow right there. 895 starting to loosen up now, getting a little better after O'Donnell Street. Everybody's moving with the lanes open. Some late backing around the Beltway, nothing major. Your two construction areas are underway. Southbound 83 from York Road at the state line, moving down towards Middletown Road. Only the left-hand lane is open, and northbound 95, they're working at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, steamy and hot again today. 95 feel like 100, but a chance of a shower or storm a little later on. Going to bring some cold air in and cool things down for tomorrow with a high of only 80. So
yeah,
it's going to be, I feel like freezing to Kim at that point. Yeah. 82, Columbia,
so
82.
Sorry. Almost
in,
frigid coming up.
Annapolis.
Yeah.
Kim Kleissig
yeah.
Live is coming up next.
Not going to get a complaint out of me. That's for sure. I'm excited.
You are soaking it up.
Yep. Yep. All right. So we got two guests on today's show. We're going to start out at 9 o'clock with State Senator Kristen Phillips Hill. She's from Pennsylvania. She's a state senator that had that local viral post talking about pulling the plug, basically, on Maryland out of Pennsylvania. And she's talking about how we need our energy, too. So
yeah.
You guys got to get it together and produce your own. So we're going to talk to her around 9 o'clock. Also, we have former Congressman George Santos joining us at 11 o'clock.
Oh, that's a big one.
That is a big one.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a big one.
He's been going off online about the New York City mayoral race. And I have to remind people, you know, George Santos did flip that seat blue to red.
Right.
And so he's now talking about, you know, ways that he can help, even from behind bars, possibly. Look, there's many people that consult on races that are not there and do it remotely.
Yes.
I mean,
this is about as remote as you can get.
I do know of some.
It does happen. And so we're going to talk to him today about the race, obviously, talking to him about, you know, possibly getting a pardon from President Trump. I don't know if he's able to secure that or not, but this is his first interview in 2 months.
Okay, great.
So, yeah.
That's a big one. Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we are excited to hear that.
Yeah, and then, of course, we've got a lot going on at DJS. Finally, you had Betsy Fox Tolentino sit down with Mackenzie Frost. And I have to say, I'm trying. Trying to remain optimistic, but the new boss sounds a lot like the old boss.
Yes.
Did you hear what the old boss wrote in the Sun paper?
I saw that, yes. So he's really pushing back.
Yes, he is.
I know Governor Wes Moore's not happy about this.
Well,
he actually got a simple to clear the sentence out. You can tell he's not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's...
Yeah. But why wouldn't he just, like, ride off into the sunset at this point, I guess? Why, you know, why come back with the... No,
yeah,
I did leave on my own.
I think it proves he was fired.
Okay.
Yeah, he was shown the door. Yeah, had he resigned, he would have probably gone very quietly, but the fact that they pushed him out, he wants to have the last word.
So he wants to have the last word. Okay.
Yeah.
I would think that I would just say, all right, you know what? Goodbye.
Yeah.
Just, you know, it is what it is. But I guess that
because you know why? He's a true believer. He believes that no juvenile should ever start off automatically charged as an adult. That's his belief. He also believes if you're under the age of 25, you cannot or should not be held accountable for your actions. Your brain isn't fully developed.
If you're a guy.
Yeah.
Women, you people, you're growing up when you're 12.
Yeah.
Us guys, we don't bother growing up until I've not yet.
But you're still evolving.
Yeah, I'm still there. Yeah.
We're still waiting for you to learn. I'm just kidding. No, but I do feel as though, you know what I would love to do? I would love to drop Vincent Schiraldi off, like, right in the Penn North corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And just have him just stand there and just hang out there for the day. And I guarantee you his view will change on a lot of these juveniles.
Yeah, and then we have another shooting in West Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A 70-year-old woman, behavioral crisis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So
that is wild. So we have lots to talk about.
Charge at a police officer with a knife. It's not going to end well if there's another police officer around.
Kim Kleissig Live coming up next with big guests, so stay tuned for that. We just mentioned that 70-year-old woman in West Baltimore that was shot by and killed, unfortunately, by police. The commissioner, Richard Worley, says they did deploy a taser when they first confronted her.
A taser normally has effect.
Normally.
It did not.
Normally it has an effect. It did not in this particular case. And then he described what happened next.
It looks like she was affected for maybe a second, and then she got up and went lunged towards the officer again, at which time he tried to exit the house and fell over a chair. A second officer tried to de-escalate with his taser, and then the woman, unfortunately, lunged towards the officer on the ground with the knife, and the third officer shot.
Yeah, shot, and she died of her wounds. And the commissioner says, look, they, you know, they've been trained. They follow their training. They follow protocols. Unfortunately, this just was a tragedy.
Yeah.
We've done an excellent job with training our officers, getting them to de-escalate these situations. Unfortunately, this one, they weren't able to de-escalate, and it ended in tragedy.
Yeah. So this dude in New York, Mamdani, is now saying that you should abolish the police, okay? And there's going to be a Department of Public Safety.
Send social workers in.
Yeah.
So see how the social worker is doing. A woman with a knife, having some kind of a crisis, tries to stab one of them. Well, who do they call?
Yeah. Well, that's a great question.
Ghostbusters? Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. It's and this is, you got to be careful, because this is what has destroyed cities, towns, and countries. This mindset, this ideology that they're voting for because of free stuff in New York City. Still a ways to go. They got the race they got to run in the fall. Back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.